Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, nigga. You know what the fuck it is. Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! The nigga right here! From the minute I get him, taking that shirt off, doing that tattoo, screaming and howling it all. Got the gift to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make him feel it, bitch. I've been on shine, pull me out the pencil sharp, bang, like that suit in the football office. Put rappers and coffins and dive like dogs on the dad of the lyrical ball, but you don't jump strong. Oh, so watch yourself, I fuck around and get beside yourself. I know,
go ahead though,
bounce them chicks, shake that ass, drop that pussy, stay in line, ho. Fuck a tank, cause you can't. Bend over and bust that pussy. Oh,
it's been so long.
Get up.
It's been hard.
Come on.
So
get on the floor.
So
this nigga right here.
I wanna see
you.
It's been so long.
Dang it.
It's been hard.
Dang it.
So please show me.
What?
What it is that you wanna see?
My fucking concert lying around the corner. Talking calls, niggas, city, bitch, nothing on them. You looking good, mama. Vibes, what's up, homie? Limousine in the club on her. Yeah, bitch, you late, ain't no getting in this bitch, cause it's still enough. Inside back from the floor to the ceiling up. The building ain't big enough. I'm backstage bouncing, adrenaline filling up. The pussy cutter, did I stutter? The heart flutter, make your woman jaw felt like butter.
Down like now, hype like that.
The rhyme seller, kick ass like Jim Kelly. Stand up, wild out, booed up, spin prime. Tell a nigga if you wanna try it, then bitch, come on down. No sweat, no blood, no tears. If I tell you it's the shit, then bitch, that's what it is.
Been so long.
Dang.
It's been hard.
Come on. Get on the floor.
Show me.
The nigga right here. Dang it.
Been so long.
Dang it.
It's been hard.
Come on. Get on the floor.
Show me.
The nigga right here.
Whoa.
Danger. What you talking about? Danger. Motherfucker. Whoa. Get on the floor. The nigga right here, fuck, danger,
motherfucker,
watch your back, danger,
look,
nigga, what,
look,
get on the floor,
what,
the nigga right here, get him up,
what,
danger,
what.
Saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago, I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow, mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Bless you. cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. The pop of my city, the pop of my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OYT Pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I want to welcome y'all to another Big Eddie Grudge Talk Show. I appreciate y'all coming on with me every Friday, and, you know, hanging out, and, you know, even when it ain't, you know, nothing to discuss, it seemed like some kind of way we always pull out a show. And then it's hard to get the show started, and then it's even harder to get it in. Man, last Friday, my show went on, and I had to just tell everybody, look, I got to go. We didn't get off that show last week till 1:38 in the morning. And about time we got off, it probably was about 1:40. But, hey, I appreciate that, man. But, ooh, that'd be kind of rough on me on a Friday. Yes, me and some of the fellas, we just hung on there and just kept on talking. And a lot of the listeners are still there. You know, I don't have no control of the board, so can't nobody raise their hands or nothing after 11 o'clock. But, man, to 1:38, almost 2 o'clock. That was amazing. I think that was the longest show I had, but I let it ride because as long as people still talking and enjoying themselves, man, I just hung on in there, you know. So, hey, that was all right there. You know, a little later on tonight, y'all, I got a niece that lives down in Mississippi. I've been spreading her thing on Facebook through all my accounts, and you know, she on that GoFundMe, and I don't know how many people seen it, but I didn't see a lot of response to it. And, you know, she got to have a double lung transplant, and her story was she came out of college for nursing. Soon after that, she discovered that she had some kind of lung disease. And all these years, she'd been going through it in Mississippi, and they really didn't try to do nothing for her. They just kept a string along, I guess, to make that money. Never did give her opportunity to get along to the point. Earlier this year, they told her that they can't do nothing for her now, that her esophagus or something was in bad shape. So now they can't give her a lung transplant. They just winged on. So I told her, me and some of the other family told her, said, hey, you gotta, don't give up, don't feel, because that really put her down. I said, you got to travel, seek other help. You know, and she finally listened. I tried to get her to come here to Chicago where she could have lived with me while she was going through it. And she went to Florida. Florida said they couldn't do it. And they told her to check out Texas, hospital in Texas, down in Houston. And she got in touch with that hospital, and she went there and let them run tests and look at it and everything. And they told her to let her know. So about a month ago or so, they gave her the word that they'd be able to do it. But she got to move from Mississippi while she's going through it until she gets straight and live in Texas. So that means she got to relocate, which is an easy task. Reminding you that, you know, she's handicapped with the lung situation and everything. Came out of college, graduated as a registered nurse. I don't think she had went to work too long before they discovered what was going on with her. And she'd been in retirement, in disability retirement ever since. So, well, there was no hope. All of a sudden now she got a chance. People were going to try to get her the operation, the lungs that she needs. And, you know, as they say, God is good. So all I can do now is just pray for her and hope that she go through it and you know, and it get done and she be well. But her name is Katia Stewart. And like I say, I've been posting quite a bit on my page, you know. So tonight, I was thinking about giving her a call and let her come on and talk to you guys. And I hope that she can get some words of encouragement or whatever, you know. And like I say, if you want to give, you know, she give you that information. And like I said, it don't have to be a whole lot of money. Anything help. You know, so far in her fundraising, she have gotten up to, I believe, $5,400 the last time I looked at it. And that's only a quarter, a little over a quarter of what she was asking for. And I don't know how much it's going to take her to live down there, move everything and relocate. I don't know what kind of money that's going to cost her. You know, she got to go from Mississippi to Houston, Texas. But the good part about it is they're going to try to do something for her. Down in Mississippi, they wouldn't try to do nothing for her. And that's what I told her. I said, you got to leave there. You got to leave there. You got to try to go somewhere else. Don't give up. Because they didn't tell you ain't nothing else they can do. And now you see. Now she see that it is something somebody can do, you know. And she say they told her that they couldn't do it. We ain't got no facilities up here to do it. And I think the University of Illinois, one of the universities up here, did the first double lung transplant. And the guy that they did it on was a Puerto Rican guy named Ramos. He worked at the post office. He was a truck driver at the post office with me. And he lived quite a long time before he went away, you know, but they definitely got it done with him. And at the time, you could get it in the newspaper or look it up on the internet. But now when I look it up on the internet, I see quite a few people. And I don't know if any of them was the first, but at the time in Chicago, he was the first. Yeah, his name was, I believe, Willie Ramos. I know his last name was Ramos. Anyway, we're going to try to get this night started. There's quite a few people. Yeah, it's a pretty good little crowd on here. It ain't like it normally be. But y'all know why that is. Everybody on them lives or in Florida. The boys get down in Florida, man. I seen a few races. I wasn't able to look at it all the time, but I did get a chance to see that Gotti race, man. Lord have mercy. That sucker rolled. And then I got a chance to see Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole looked real good with the Memphis Gangster. Everybody was saying he was finna lose, but Bobby Cole came away with that win. And I know earlier I heard they say he had some issues, so he must have went back and fixed that. He must have went back there and fixed that. I heard he had broke or something. I don't know what it was all about. Like I say, I was in and out rarely. Not as much as I know. I couldn't just lay on it. But, yes, sir, they doing their thing. So I don't know who all on here who has seen little more than I have seen and want to talk about it. And also, you know, somebody brought up to me today, they were saying, man, you ought to ask people, I hope I can get the question right now, what made them, I believe, how did they become the grudge racer? Something like that. If I got it wrong, maybe my man will tell me if I got it wrong. And you know, this brain here, it ain't the greatest right now. I'll be having brain fog and everything, man, when you get on that machine, Jack. It do some things to you. But the main thing is, I'm still here to talk about it. I'm here to talk about it. Let me see if there's any more fellas out there. Any of my fellas out there, come on, raise your hand. Come on, talk to me. We're going to get this show started up. I see your hand up. I see two up.
What's up, big guy?
0530. What's up, Ma? And I got 2222.
Hey, what's up, big daddy?
What's going down? How's it going, man?
What's going on, Eddie?
How we? Everything love, it's man. Everything love, life. Man. Huh?
Yes, sir. I said it's Marvin from the West Side.
Yeah, I know.
Marvin, how things been going, man? Oh, things been going pretty smooth for the most part. Yeah, sorry to hear about your niece.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely get on your page and donate to the cause. That's for sure.
Yeah, man, she, it was just weird the way it happened. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a young lady. And she's been like this now, I got to say, at least 15 years.
Oh.
At least 15 years, at least. It could be more, but I can't remember from what date it started, but I know she was fresh out of school for nursing. And it became RN. And next thing you know, this hit her, you know. And she's been fighting it ever since, man. Yeah. And I've been posting her quite a bit. I ain't seen a whole lot of response, so I think she got to go to Houston on the 9th of January. I think she told me that she just got the word that they want her to be down there by the 9th to start the procedures, I guess, and everything, get her settled in and start, doing whatever they got to do.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's a blessing. Somebody was able to get to and try to fix the problem.
Yeah, man. That's something, man. Because she had started feeling down. And, because Mississippi down there told her, hey, ain't nothing else we can do. So, in other words, they just going to keep getting your medicine and hope it until you conk out,
Right.
Knowing the devil's only last so much longer. Yeah.
Right. But she kept her going, gave her the motivation to move forward, check out other options, and, hey, it worked out so far.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to try to get on here probably about 8:30, 8:45, and see if she asks her and bring her into the show. Yeah. Yeah, it's my brother Fox's daughter. That was like my second niece. My first niece was she live in Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So what'd you think about that question, Mom? Get into loving drag racing. Where did it start for you at?
It started for me with my cousins. I was about probably 16, and my cousin used to take me to the incinerator where they used to run back there. And, hearing them cars, smelling the rubber, smelling the gas. Yeah. That's what got me started right there.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's what got me started. Then I've been tinkering here, there.
Yeah. So you don't have to have a race car to love racing. When you go out there and you get to, like you say, smelling that rubber and everything, you can become a fan that love. It's a lot of fans that just love racing. So this ain't just for the racers. You don't have to have a race car to come in on this if you want to. You can always come in. Well, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, oh man, this Marvin. My bad. Go ahead.
No, Big Mark on here too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, what up, man? It started with my older brother, man. What's going on in my neighborhood, man? When I moved over east, man, all the guys, my oldest brother, they the teenagers, juniors and seniors, they had cars. And my brother, him and his buddies, they were, you know, they used to go at school, and then they come out after school and they go racing. They racing their regular cars, but they was having a ball. And he let me come out there with him one day, and I got to watching them. And man, I was hooked from that day on. Then
yes, sir.
I got to, at a young age, I got to meet all the big shots of the day over there. There used to be a gas station on 80th and Stony Island called Bo Sunoco, and that's where I first met OC, Leroy, Joe Harrell, Skip. All old guys, man. And these guys' cars, my oldest brother used to hang out there with my buddy, with his buddy Romez, and my best friend was Romez's brother Vic. So we both got dragged into it, man. You go up there at night. I was lucky. I got to meet all them guys and watch them as a little kid. I'm sitting there on my swing. These guys coming out there, these cars were brand new, coming up to Bo Sunoco. OC's boot, brand new. Leroy, 70 GTO Judge. Joe Harrell had 70 Buick, 70 Z28. Man, Skip had a 69 427 Buick. And it went on from there to there. And that's where all they used to meet up. On the south side, you come up to Bowles Gas Station if you're trying to race. But these guys all had brand new cars, so they weren't your regular, you know, mechanic guys. When they came up in there, they had their $100 shoes on and knit shirts and leather jackets. You know, they didn't have the Grease Monkey stuff on, because like I say, their cars were brand new. And man, got to see some of the baddest cars in the world. My buddy Romez, my oldest brother's best friend, he had bought a brand new Copo 69 427 Camaro right down the street. Mm-hmm. Clint Smith with Clockwork Orange, Newco car. Man, all this stuff was just in my area, and I got to see and meet all these guys. Then you had Galloway. Towing Simmons on 79th and Stony Island. They had a tow shop with two race cars. And man, I was just engulfed in it, man. Nothing I could do. I was overwhelmed.
Yes, sir. I definitely remember them days. You forgot about another gas station they used to meet at over there in Lake Meadows, old Sunny. What was that, Sunny?
Not 33rd and King Drive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then Sam Scott and them had the Shell station on 67 in Wentworth, where they used to keep a Camaro called Honey Crate over there.
55th,
Mark.
I didn't
even mention Mountain View.
55th, too, Mark.
Yeah. And then you had Burrell and them had the Big Three stations, and Hector, if you had a gas station or you had a shop, you had a race car sitting out there, or two or three out there. That was like part of the decor out there.
Yeah, that's how I got started.
Then right down the street on 73rd and Cottage Grove, you had Merritt Chevrolet, so you went out there, and it was always some new Malibus and Z28s and Corvettes sitting out front.
Oh, man.
It was just all over everywhere. Yeah, Community Pontiac on 76th Street, where they kept it. It used to be a bunch of GTOs right on 80th. And I lived on 82nd and East End, so this was like a little triangle area. Then right on South Chicago, on 81st and South Chicago, you had Ed and Sam Rambler. And them guys used to be out there with those Ramblers, Scramblers, and that fast Rebel. They used to race them at lunchtime.
Oh,
the boss would let them bring them out there and race them at lunchtime.
Not the American Motors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brand new car. The boss called himself test running them or test proving them. And he let them get out there and do their thing with them things, man. Man, that was crazy.
Not with the 304 engine in it.
Hey, man. No, with the 390. With the 390. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Man, every day I couldn't go to school without seeing hot rods or somebody drag racing, because I used to be, Anthony is right there on the side of the Skyway. Man, them guys
uh-huh.
used to get it on right there, and we, right around the corner, we hear them revving up, burning out. We hop on our bicycles and rolled around there to see that. My brother,
uh-huh.
him and his friends, every Sunday at 3 o'clock, raced on the side of CBS High School. My brother had a 65
yep.
GTO, and his best friend, this guy named O'Banion, used to have a car lot on 80th in South Chicago. O'Banion had a 396, 65 Impala 4-speed. And these guys would race about four times on Sunday. And it was always the first one that left first won the race. They were that even. First one that left won the race. And I used to watch that stuff, man. Oh, my God. When I was able to go out to Doty Road the first time, man, I thought I was in heaven, man. Seeing all these super fast cars and these men betting all this money and getting it on, man. I couldn't wait till I was old enough to get me a damn car.
I know that's right, boy. Yeah, you sound like you was in the thick of it. So was I, you know. But, man, I tell you right now, man, it still dug into me deep. A lot of people always ask me right now today, man, say, man, why don't you go and get rid of that car? You ain't in good health to mess with that stuff no more. I say, yeah, but you know what? It might be one of the things that keep me going, because I always feel like I got my hobby, something to do, something I love doing. So,
right,
you know.
Right,
Yeah, man, I started back in the days, man, and I was a kid. My uncle Truman, he used to come and get us. He used to drive a car, the old Ford called Roscoe. And he used to come and get me and my brother every Sunday. He would call and say, all right, now, I want y'all ready. Be standing out on the porch. I'm on my way. And, man, we would get together. We'd be standing out there waiting for him, Jack. And he'd sit us in the sand and he'd say, don't y'all move. He said, if you go to the bathroom, we're out at 30. You know we don't like that bathroom. He said, but if y'all go to the bathroom, make sure you come right back to this spot. You know, and that's where he would sit us and he'd do his thing. And then once we got out there, Sonny Goodson, the Shack, he was always out there. We always called him. Yes, sir. We always called him Uncle Sonny, but as we got grown, we found out he was like my father's first cousin.
The
Psychedelic Shack, Sonny and Buddy Gibson Jack. And we used to be out that track at 30 every Sunday. And we just got all the way into it, man, me and my brother, and we just stuck to it ever since, you know.
The first real race car I saw, we were living on 76th and Greenwood, and the corner of 75th and Greenwood is a small two-car garage, and these brothers used to be in there called the Griffin Brothers, Eddie and Sam Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a 65 booth, big block four-speed car, and it was gutted out, roll cage. I had never seen nothing like that. You know, I've seen the street car, but I'd never seen a real race car. And they used to test it on 75th Street. On 76, if anybody going on 76 going over east before you go to South Chicago, and you see the street curves out, it curves over toward the park. Well, that big hump where it curved out used to be a standard gas station with a guy named Hulk. Used to have a fuel-injected 57 Chevy and convertible, red, white top. And he used to race. Him and his guys used to meet up there and race. So I'm looking out the window. They doing burnouts on 76th Street. On 75th, the Griffin Brothers testing their booth before they go to the track. Then Hawk and them got motorcycles. They doing wheelies and riding motorcycles all day, man. I'm telling you, it was just wild back then, man. You were able to see something going on every night of the week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I got my first car from Jerry Galloway. Galloway's Towing. I bought a 68 SS Camaro, 327, 4-speed, 12-volt, 410 gear, rally wheels on it. I paid the hot price of $150 for it. The car needed an alternator. That's all that was wrong with the car. We went and put an alternator. I couldn't even drive it. I couldn't even drive a 4-speed. I had my oldest brother, best friend, driving home, and then he took me right over there on Anthony and taught me how to drive a stick shift. And once I learned how to do that, man, that was my private track every morning. The kids on the block get on their bicycle to ride down there because they knew I was about to come through there with that old Camaro trying to learn how to drive. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, time has passed, man, but, hey, you got to move on. We got to pass through. Well, the next one's going to come. And they got some pretty strong little young guys coming out here starting up the, you know, they race the game, man. They pretty strong, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some of them building, some of them buying.
Hey, but they're getting to the line.
Some of them by the factory. Yeah, they're getting to the line, boy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What about you, kid? How did you get started with this thing? This racing game.
They kidnapped me, Big Ed, and got them to start taking me to US 30, and I ain't never looked back.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, never looked back. Kid, they come and ask my mother permission to take us to the track, and man, they stop and get some lunch meat and crackers and some hot dogs and bread and throw some pop in the back, and we thought we in the ball. And then, you know, they had us working. We in there getting tools, and we getting under the car, going capping them. We having the ball, man. You can't tell us we working. And we think we helping out. We part of the situation, man. And then just sit there at the starting line and see starter Carter in them shorts out there flagging them guys. Man, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, old Dan Carter, baby.
I
better be quiet. I better tell how old I am.
Hey. Yes, sir. Man.
Yeah, those were the days, though, man. Those were the days. I mean, we used to goddamn go to 30 goddamn 4 days a week.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yep. And these guys don't really know that Wednesday night was what they used to call Wednesday night street night or street fighter night, because that's when you could come in. And it'd be just as much running on Wednesday night as it would be damn near on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Only thing on Friday night was they had, you know, the cavalcade of stars, funny cars and shit would come through there. You know, it was about eight of them. But, no, like I said, it was damn near 4 days a week. We was out there at 30 because, shit, it wasn't no more than about 30, 35 miles from Chicago.
And don't forget the commercials, man. You can hear the commercials on all the radio stations. Sunday, Women's U.S. 30 Drag Strip, where the great ones run.
708-5249, your mic is open.
How you fellas doing?
All right, how you feel, brother?
Yeah, I'm calling to find out is I'm not trying to break up y'all little old, you know, fan or whatnot, but I'm trying to find if Big Mike's ready for me.
Say that again.
Hey, y'all.
I'm trying to find out if Big Mark ready for me. I'm Angry Bird.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You got some nice weather coming up.
We should have done pulled out of Pontiac, boy. God damn it.
I'm tired of hearing your mouth. When you get tired of hearing, you better do something about it. I'm trying to do something about it.
Well, Preacher boy,
Preacher boy, you still out in Florida?
No, I ain't go. Anybody from us race yet? Anybody our people race yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see nobody but Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn raced. Yeah, yesterday I think it was.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He didn't race nobody that day. You know, the one he won?
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't racing nobody for no money. He was testing and tuning that day.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all see Three Lug make a pass?
Three Lug down there?
Yeah, did you see him make a pass?
No, I didn't know he was down there. I thought his ass would have been at home trying to recuperate.
Man, that man don't give a fuck about
him. He was in line, and they cut the cameras off before he came up.
Okay, go look on Bud's page and look at his run, then. Look under Bud Brown.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't think that it wasn't too many people from Chicago took a car. Besides Tate, Tutu, Vaughn. That's about the only somebody I know. Cause Pete didn't take no car. Puerto Rican Pete didn't take no car.
Yeah, he did.
As far as I know, he did.
Yeah,
no,
I think. No, yeah.
What did he
take? No car. I thought I saw a car there.
No, he was talking to them people that had that car there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did something happen to Tate's car down there?
Yep.
Yeah, they had a problem, but I think they are straightening it out.
That's good, man.
Yeah, hold on.
A few of the boys from Detroit went down there with a couple cars. There wasn't too many from Chicago that I knew. A lot of spectators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of spectators from Chicago. That's
man.
Sure.
What is they going to do about this crowd control?
Man.
It done got
they
out
didn't
of
have
hand.
A problem till today. Until today. That one.
Yeah.
They was all right all the rest of the days today, man.
Man.
There is some people there, man.
That goddamn crowd control down there.
Man, he said Von Deere won the race.
Yeah,
oh, he did? Okay.
Yep. DPN, go ahead. You can talk with him. I'm here. You got me.
Oh, it's off mute?
Yeah.
Yeah, you all muted. Don't come over here threatening nobody.
Oh, who threatening who now?
When that beef in?
I ain't threatening nobody. I just called Preacher Boy. He told me he was on the show. I ain't know if he was or not. I ain't want to be. I had to walk upstairs. I have my family downstairs. I ain't want to be talking to Ken.
No, well, you good as long as you don't come on here threatening nobody. You'll be all right.
Oh, no. It's with the Nationals, baby. Ain't doing none of that.
Oh, okay then. All right.
The question of the day was what got you started in this race game we play in?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was when we got me started, I was 14. Got my first little Regal and it was a guy that moved in the neighborhood named Coop he moved from LeClaire Courts. He had a Regal, but I had a Regal. And when he pulled up in the alley, I'm like, what the hell is that? And, I mean, he's cackling. So I started going in the alley with him every day. And then my mama like, okay, you can go down there because, you know, he seemed to be a decent guy. And then on the weekends, you know, he going behind the amphitheater. They going out west on Og and they going on Southwest Highway, Doty. Every weekend, that's what they're doing. So every weekend, I'm out there with him. So I said, you know what? Put me a car together. So like 16, I finally got me a little 355 with some Sportsman tools and a little stream energy cam. But I was the fastest thing on the street since. Ever since, that's all I know. Like my daddy wasn't around, but I gravitated towards them because that's what they did. And then he had a couple of guys that was with him. And then I'm going to see the Two Hat Sams and the Preacher Boys and then the Skins and, you know, the Big Drags. And shoot, I don't know nothing else.
Angry Bird still on the I'm sorry. Doodle Bird is still on here?
Y'all just brushed me off. I said,
hey Mark, y'all go ahead right now. I'm trying to I'm going to switch over and try to get my niece on the phone.
All right.
I'm going to introduce you out to it.
You know, Bird, what got you Mark? Started, man? What got you started,
what got
me
started?
Yeah. Wait, before you answer that, first, what the hell make you buy a Pontiac?
I'll tell you one damn thing, it wasn't a Burt Reynolds. It wasn't Burt Reynolds.
Well,
I like to try
it. Wait a goddamn minute. What's wrong with a Pontiac?
Jealous. He's just jealous.
Don't you know back in the day, CW off the west side had one of the fastest Pontiacs that ever got them come from General Motors.
Yes, he did, but he never had a Burt Reynolds edition Trans Am.
Oh, I don't know nothing about no all that crap. That was Hollywood shit. But he had one of the fastest goddamn Pontiacs that ever come from General Motors. Goddamn 69
yeah.
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix, yes, sir. I remember.
Low down, dirty red.
Can I ask you a question there?
Go ahead, do your thing.
My best friend, Michael Hawkins, he's gone now. He was with the Trans Am Club. I met him. I never knew he had a Trans Am, but when I saw him, I said, damn, what the hell is that? It was blue with a silver bird on. I said, I got to have you one of these. He co-signed for me a Trans Am. What made me get into drag racing, to tell you the truth, the speed park, me and my buddy was riding down Lakeshore Drive. I'm looking good and clean, and that's when them goddamn Mustangs came out. They were whooping every goddamn thing and stopped. So I take my dumb ass and pull up on the side of one of them, the dude that's a woman in the car. So he looking all nerdy, she looking all nerdy. I told my boy, watch out, fuck him up, man. That's a damn Mustang. He can't fuck with me. I had a 4-3 in my shit. Man, we was on the side of the museum. That motherfucker Mustang took off. He was spinning on the side of me and shit. He skirt second and jumped way in front of me. I said, damn. So I said, you know
yeah,
what? I was ready. So I got him at, the other light. He looked over there at me and just shook his head like, this motherfucker ain't going to learn. We left again. I'm up to the skirt second again and jumped way in front of me. I said, damn. So from now
gave
on.
Gave you an ultimate surprise, huh, at 289.
You taught my other lesson. I ain't like my car being sold no more. So I get with the best club in Chicago, Chi-Town Bandits.
Yep, so 289 taught you a lesson, huh?
Hell yeah. But when I got, when I picked that 4-3, I put that 400 in there, had a little cam in it. Matter of fact, it was a Ram Air cam with a quadra jet on it. I ran into a Mustang over there by me and Marlon, me and Red was in the car. We was over there by a CTA place over there on 79th Street, down Vincennes. And I put up on the side of a damn notchback Mustang, that LX Mustang, the fast one. And I whooped the shit out of there, man. He said, I wasn't ready. I said, he sound like I did when that other Mustang would be over there on Lakeshore Drive. So we did it again. Then Marlon told the man he paid $300 for this car, and he had a brand new sticker in here.
Yeah, them was two totally different Mustangs.
Yes, sir. That was Mustang was hot then. Everybody wanted one. They didn't care what color it was.
The goddamn 289. It was a monster little Ford.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. But she said she probably called. She said she probably call in next week. She was getting in the shower. Like I say, all y'all got to do is go on my page, and I always share it, you know, about her and everything. And it even got, once you get to the article, the page, it got an article about, you know, her and how it happened and everything. So I sure would appreciate, I mean, if y'all just give a dollar or just a prayer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a prayer. That'd be good.
Yeah, I'm gonna tomorrow, if you ain't too busy, I'm gonna call you and do something.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it.
You can guide me through that shit. You can guide me through that shit.
Okay.
Cause I ain't too good with that crap.
Yeah, man.
I keep in my prayers and that.
Yes, sir. Definitely. That would be well appreciated.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I know what she's going
she'll
through.
She'll be all right. She'll be all right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing you can do is keep her in your prayers, man. That's the only thing you can do.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Now back to what I was saying. Got with the Trash Am Club with the All Car and draw on Mark. Mark, you on this phone? Pastor, you on this phone?
Yes, sir, I am, but my car is not ready, sir. But as soon as it is,
I'm not talking about, you were drawing on me. I'm just calling in late. But goddamn, we got some nice weather coming up.
Okay, well, we'll see, man. I ain't mess with that car.
You know what I'm gonna do for you, Bob? I'm gonna fix your brakes. Whoop your ass and put your brakes back to where they were. How about that?
Oh, man. That is very disrespectful.
How about that? I'm going to fix this shit free.
Oh,
whoop your
man,
ass
Ma.
And put it back.
I like that. I like that, man.
You know he's been drawing on me, man. You know he has.
Yeah.
Okay then, I'm just doing the favor. I'm gonna beat his ass up with these two stock ass cars.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, you know we gonna get that rivalry back started with them two cars, that Camaro and that Pontiac. We just using different ones. That's all. We gonna get that back started.
Man, look, I beat the shit out of Mark on Dirty Road.
Oh,
me and my
man.
Boy. Hit on.
No, sir. You won by a Carlo.
No, I
it's
didn't.
On video, so we ain't got to make no excuses. It's on video.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know the funny thing about it? I'm whooping Bob, and he throw him in front of him. He going to play the pipe.
No, I didn't drive. Twan drove. We didn't have no business running your head up. We didn't have no business running no 455 when we had that little old stock 302 in there.
400, man. Why do you keep calling my car 455 to 400?
Okay, your wink,
man.
Wink 400. Yeah, your wink, wink 400. Y'all whooped my 302. So y'all did a big thing there. Y'all whooped my little 302.
Man.
No problem.
You should, man, you ain't no damn field. Shoot, that was a 327. 30, matter of fact, it was a 331. That bullshit. I told you that damn car can't whoop me anyway. Just like your damn Camaro you got now can't whoop me.
Well, we're going to find out about that. We ain't going to even keep talking about that.
When
they're both ready, we're going
to
see.
Hey, I don't want to talk to you no more, Mark. Hey, look, who sent somebody else to draw on you? To draw on you, they sent somebody else to come over here to do a burnout in front of your house. If that ain't scary, I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
He going to send somebody else over here to do a burnout in front of your house. I'm like, that don't look like Mark. That's somebody else. You gonna pay for all that shit, bro?
Hey, that was you, man. He seen that old car sitting out there, and he couldn't stand it, man. He said, man, let me go over there and put my name in front of this man. He burned out a cross in front of your house, like the Exorcist. Don't come outside. Bernard got me on the phone. Man, you sent your boy over here? Man, he's coming back. Are you doing it again? I said, well, get your car out there and defend your neighborhood, man. Them neighbors sitting out there looking.
Well, look, you're right. Look, I don't lie, you're right. But look, check this out. Who come and draw on somebody? Then when they come back, they ask for a spot.
Oh, man.
That's a head of a race. You come draw on somebody, that's a head of a race. You don't come on. You gonna do a 9 to 30 burnouts in front of a person's house, they gonna come out and put a spot.
Man, he got a street car lead just like mine, and you got that what you call that Burt Reynolds copy in there, then you talking about running
whatever
it up.
He take that nitrous off, I'm gonna give his ass a spot. Since that's where he come over here bagging. I'm gonna give his ass a spot. Now what?
I can't speak for him.
Go ahead, little Eddie. You sent them over here. You sent them over here, and you bothering little Eddie. Talk about something. I want to run the Angry Birds and all this other shit.
Now I'm on the phone. We got nice weather coming. And it's 60. You talking about being 60? That's racing weather, man. I like that, Bird.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying. Look, Eddie, we raced on Thanksgiving, me and Wildbug, on 59th Street.
Okay.
We had turkey legs in our hand and some clothes on.
Yeah, I might have been out there 9 out of 10.
we had dress clothes on and turkey legs in our hand, and our motherfucking mouth out there racing on 59th Street.
Yeah. what race? What did
Wildbug
have?
Wildbug had a white Chevelle. It was white and black. It was white with a black stripe on the top of it. I beat his cheating ass.
Man,
he tried to cheat me, and that shit didn't work. But enough of that. I want Mark there. Hey, Mark, the weather night.
I might be driving that blue Camaro when I come out there if I can't get a brake stick.
Hey, y'all have fun doing it. I got another call.
All right. Man, Mark even came on here and threatened you, man.
Hey, man, I done told him he hit the one button. That's why I kept threatening him all the time, getting him to hit the one button. He finally hit it. I'm glad he made the show, man. Well, me and him going to tangle. He got a bone-stock-ass 98 Trans Am. I got a bone-stock-ass 98 Z28. And we going to get out. We going to do something. He was having transmission problems. I was having problems with my brakes locking up. Got them expensive ass Brembo brakes on that car, and just like a Corvette, you let that thing sit, then them calipers lock up on you. And that's the problem I was having.
Yeah.
I really do nothing with this car this year because I'm gonna replace that shit. Them goddamn brakes are 300 something a piece. The factory calipers ain't but $69. I started to take all that shit off, put the stock ones on there.
Man.
Yes, sir. But we're going to do something.
Is them aluminum calipers and stuff?
I would assume they are. They you know, they're factory, so they painted red with that. I ain't really, you know, had to mess with them yet. But I know that the last time I had the car at the track, that back one on the passenger side was sticky. So That's one reason why I just said, well, I ain't going to mess with it until I'm ready to do everything to this car. But I made a couple blasts with it. I had it out this year, so I ain't mad, man. I got it out of my system. I hadn't made a blast since I sold the 69 in 05. So, shit, it felt good to go down the track. I mean, skin knocked my head off, but, man, I had a ball anyway, man. I did like the old. I shook his hand and I paid him. Wasn't no big deal. It was fun for me.
He did make you look pretty bad there. He did make you. He made you look kind of bad there, Mark. He ain't lying about that.
Yeah, I did. Man, I did. You know, first time I ever, you know, drove that car really down the track. It was actually probably like the third time I drove it, period. And I had the traction control off, and it spun the tires all, if you look on the video, it spun the tires all out the gate, and he was gone. By the time the tires stopped spinning, man, he was half the track gone.
Yeah, he was gone, Mark. I was there. He was gone, man. I felt kind of bad the way he did to you. He didn't have to do you like that. He could have patted the brakes or pumped the brakes or something.
Man, it wasn't no big deal to me. I had some fun. He did his thing, man. I shook his hand. It wasn't no thing, man. I was glad to be back out there again, man. Shit.
So you glad to be back?
A year ago when I was sitting on that operating table, I didn't think I was going to be doing shit at when they told me I had stage 4. Shit, man. If I was driving a goddamn toasted bread truck, I would have been glad to do it down the track.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, we done been through some things, Mark, and the Lord kept us here for some reason. You know?
Right, right.
But we definitely been through it.
So I'm gonna have some fun this year. I plan to do a couple little extra little things to this car to make it, know, perform a little better. We'll see. We'll see. But win or lose, I'm going to bring it back out and have some fun with it.
Yes, sir.
And then it's about four or five of us now that got bone stock ass cars talking about maybe getting something together when the track opens back up. And just having our little four or five car shootout and having the fun. It ain't the car,
yes,
it's the gamble. Hold on, man. I got another call. I'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is B Finn. Quick question. Hey, when you first started racing, who was the first person you ever actually raced?
Ooh, wee, man. I'm an old motherfucker, not B Finn. Yeah, man. I know it was in the neighborhood.
Was Richie Rich.
I know. Oh, okay, I know it was in the neighborhood. We used to do our neighborhood racing, and hell, it's kind of hard to remember who might have been the first.
Yeah, I'm back.
But at the time, I was in high school, and I had a Pontiac. The one that looked kind of like a Le Mans.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it was a Pontiac Tempest. I'm trying to think what motor I had in that thing. But, man, I tell you what, my uncle built the car. He had gave it to my brother, and my brother gave it to me, and we had one of them damn shifters in that car. You know, the ones you go get from Wachowski that you had to tap in gear because it didn't have no kind of lock. You just bolted it on to the side of the transmission. And I was, and that sucker, man. I took off with that sucker, man, coming up towards the house, and that, I tried to tap it in the second gear, and it held first too long, and man, that's like a boop. And I say, shit, I'm looking at all the smoke. I passed by my block, went to the next block, and I figured my daddy was home. I know my daddy's going to get my ass. So after I walked home from the next block, and my daddy left me and my buddies went out and pushed the car home, put it in the garage. We broke the motor down. Man, I destroyed that motor, man. I had lifters all in the middle of the valley and can't all stuck. Man, had crumbs up in there, man. I destroyed that motor, man. The cam was broken about four pieces. So my daddy had to see it. And once my daddy seen it, he looked at it and he said, I ain't going to fix this one. You out there clowning. He said, you had to be clowning in the car to do this here. I couldn't say nothing, man. He sold it. It was a clean body. He sold it. So, but that didn't stop me there.
Yeah, that's how my first little car was a luxury sport, Monte Carlo. But when I sold that one, I bought a Regal, the Limited. And like I said, I met the guy Coop in the neighborhood, and he had an 84 Camaro or something like that. And he bought the car from a guy, couldn't get the title, put a nice little motor in it. It was a 355. It had some Sportsman tools, Extreme Energy 274 cam, a little 750 little double pump carburetor, dual exhaust, had the little gauges on the sides of the pillar right there. I'm like, oh, this dude right here, he out of sight. So he ended up telling me, after me messing with him for about 7 to 8 months, I said, man, what do I got to do? Because I got a stock 307 in my car. I mean, you can't even hear it run. So he told me, man, give me $700. I'm going to take the motor trans, everything, and put in your car. Oh, we cool. Mm-hmm. I get it and put it in. We put it in. I finally get the car back. I drive it to school. My friend's like, man, Big Finn, car fast. So I go right there. I was living in Riverdale at the time. And I go on a street called Greenwood. Call myself gonna try to do a burnout. I got the granny shift on the neck. Man, I go from low to reverse. Burnt the trans. Brand new trans. I had the reverse from Dalton Riverdale all the way home. And I ain't know nothing about working on cops. But he said, I got another trans over there. You can have it. But you got to put it in. And I'm like, what? I don't know how to put no. Go to the parts store. You get over here every day. Go get you some tools. We're going to go to the junkyard at Circus. We went to the junkyard. He told me, take parts off and put them back on the same way you did. And that's what I did. And it took me about 2 weeks because I was in school and had me a little job. About 2 weeks to finally get my trans in. But when I got the trans in, before I got the car back going, he took me and put me a B&M Quicksilver shift. And I got a shift in the flow. Oh, man. Oh, man. And you couldn't tell me nothing. And bumping in the old Richie Rich out there, and he's talking. And I'm like, man, I ain't never did no racing before, but I watched them. And I make a couple of passes down the street, and my buddy like, man, I'm a drive. He's like, well, I got to go home and get my car. So he never came back that day, whatever happened. So the following weekend, they done put me a little 150 shot on the car. Man, I go out there, race him on Doty. I whooped him. Oh, he swear to God, we cheat. I'm like, how we cheat? We ran spray to spray. It just, this was a little faster than you. Now I'm excited. I got a little 150. I tell him to up the kit. Put a 250. Make one pass. Go to 41. Make one pass. First time down the track. Blowed it up. Looked like a shotgun was inside the oil pan. Blew it outward. Eric broke the motor trans. It broke the motor trans. I was down about 3 years. I said, man, I ain't got money to build because the man gave it to me for $700. And once I start getting them competition products, magazines, and the jigs and all that, and I start seeing what that stuff costs, I'm in high school. Oh, I'm going to go to the junkyard, give me another 307, stick it on back in here. Yes, sir. But, yeah, I've been there.
That was my first rodeo.
Mm-hmm. And it was exciting to me. Like, I was 14, and I would go out there with him on the weekend, man. Like, we would go up on Saturday. I tell guys now, it was different. Like, you know, everybody had their cliques, but then y'all had a garage over here, a garage over there, and you would go home and do a little tweaking and tuning to your car, and you would make a blast down the alley. Oh, it's ready to go. You would pull up to this guy's house or his garage or wherever they hanging out at. You know, you talk to some trash. Next thing you know, you go on Doty Saturday morning, Sunday morning, 12 o'clock. It's 5 or 6 of y'all out there. About 3 or 4 o'clock, it's 100 people. We racing all night. And we might get ran from over there. We'll hit the Southwest Highway. Or then we'll hit South Chicago. Or then they go behind the amphitheater. And they end up on Ogden. Like, it's all night. Every weekend, just a good time. I looking forward to that.
Yes, from a kid,
I look forward to that every weekend. Like, I didn't want to hang out with my friends. Why are you hanging out with all these old men? Hey, maybe we going to drag race, Jack. I'm going to watch these guys get it on. Every weekend, I did that from high school till I graduated. And I ended up putting me a little something together. And it took me a couple of years, you know, to find my way. But, yeah, I try to get my kids in it now. You know, it's the cell phones and the social media. They ain't into it. But, yeah, they got me hooked.
Right.
Seen old Terrio out there, him and Two Hat Sam. Call him Gap Two Hat Sam. Man, I was seeing Skin Gap a couple, man. I say, man, you know, the Skin was a little old guy talking, man, $1 million worth of shit. And I'm like, man,
yes,
this little dude crazy. But he was doing his thing. And I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I was hooked. But they said, you got that first hit. I was chasing it all my life. I got that first hit, got that first glance, and I was sold.
Skin
came in the game, man. You ride past the house, he got the little car sitting in the backyard over there off the side of the street, man. He go out there on the weekend, man. Golly. And it'd be so many people, there would be so many cars. And then it wasn't like I would go out there and I would see the Corey Lees and the Terrio, the Two Hat Sam, Skin. What's the old man name? man, what's the old man's name? He's from Harvey. He raced on Senna. It'll come to me in a minute. But I would see them guys, and
you say from,
you know,
Harvey?
Some guys race for a nice amount of money. Yeah, from Harvey. Man, what's the old man's name, man?
Curtis Bass. Say you get away from me, I'm going to draw the next guy. You know what I'm saying? And they would race all night. It wasn't about the amount of money. And the technology wasn't where it was today. So, you know, the track, you would go fix what you fix in the garage. And once you make that clean hit down the alley, oh, he going to have to whoop me. He got to show me again. And right back at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Curtis Bass lived right around on the next block from center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old Stroker, all of them used to be out there, Stroker, all of them, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And then with Curtis Bass, made his changes and supposed to have put a stronger motor in the car, man, ain't never bought the car back out. Shit.
You talking about the 69?
Never
bought
it back
out. Is that a 69 no. over here? Something like that.
He had a Nova, and he had a 69 Camaro.
Curtis Bass had put some.
I was just telling, man, why ain't got this big old gear? You telling me I got to put this small thing? And he didn't have, I think it was a V-stroke motor, something like that. And, man, we would go over there, and the stuff they knew, like the little stuff we did, we would take some Fuley heads and try to take it to this guy down here and port them. Or we lucked up and got out some Sportsman tools. And, you know, you don't know what, you ain't really care what's on that guy's hood. Didn't care about that. You just felt like you were smarter than him, or you knew a little more than he did. You go put what you put together, and if it worked, we're going to try it. And if you beat me today, we're going to go back in the garage and tweak on a little something, and we're going to try you again.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Old Curtis Bass probably still got that Nova in the garage. I ain't seen him now in a while.
Yeah, he still. We used to go to, I ain't been in about a year now, because my work schedule changed, but every Sunday we used to go to breakfast still for, man, for years, right there in Harvey in Dixmoor at Denver's. We would go every Sunday. He still got that same old kind of garage.
Right.
Yeah. I remember this morning, Raylo, you know, we're talking about, Raylo brought up the question, had anybody ever seen a car in a bike race? And I didn't get a chance to say nothing, but yeah, the first time I ever saw a car race a bike head up was out there in Chicago Heights by the Ford plant. It was Joe Wooden. Joe Wooden had a burgundy 69 Camaro. He was in secret partners with Mountain Dew. But he had the Camaro, and he ran this guy. I forgot whether it was a Kawasaki or a Honda, whatever it was. They ran head up, and Joe took that Camaro and fucked that bike up out there, man. I was just amazed. I had never seen no shit like that. Normally, if a bike ran,
the kind of stuff Richard Richards do.
Yeah. If the bike ran, you got a spot coming, man. Joe ran that bike head up and laid him down. That's up.
Hey, was you out there that night, man, when we took that boo and we raced that motorcycle, man? The dude came up and told him, he say, I'm going to turn this way, and I'm going to have to start the bike up and come after y'all. We were like, huh? He said, I'm going to face the opposite way. The man faced the opposite way with the bike off and told us when we leave, he was going to turn around and come catch up. Well, he looked like the biggest damn fool in the world. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. He gave it up, though. When he fired that bitch up, he spun it around and took off. But it was history. Hell, ass out. Ass was out.
You trying,
man, I never seen nothing like that. Huh?
I'm telling you. I've seen racism in spots where they don't even run no more because I guess, you know, population and erosion of the streets. I've watched them guys run on the side of Skyway over there by on 108th over there on Indianapolis Boulevard. I seen, man, on Saturday nights, they used to go across 394. You're going on 90, just like you're going to 41. Once you crossed over 294 and you was on the other side, they used to pull over and get it on right there. Because there wasn't no traffic over there. Like after 10:30, 11 o'clock, there wasn't no traffic there. And, man, we'd run till the state troopers come. And, man, them boys used to get it in out there. And I tell you, like,
coming out there, Mark, unless I didn't know where I was.
There's been a lot of little streets they used to get it on there, man.
Yeah.
Do y'all know who, you might, I don't know if you know, Super Shop, C-Dub, brother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that, like, C-Dub was one, Super Shop was one of the guys, he worked at Super Shop, but he was one of the guys that I met when I met the old man, Coop. Well, he wasn't old, but met the guy, Coop. He was older than me, like 30-something when I was 14. But I had went out there with him one day racing, watching him race. And Super Shop got his head out the car. Like, he got the car in gear, but his feet on the brake. He swings the door open, and he's looking under the car as if something leaking. Man, that man swung up out of there with the door open, took off. The fool come behind, man, got him. I said, man, what the hell was he thinking? He could have fell out the car. Got that W.
Yeah. That was a whole trick, man. They used to do that. Old Mimi used to do that a whole lot. Mimi had his foot out the car in the door open and
take
jump
off
on down there. Man, they used to do stuff like if you had a spot, what they'd do is reach down and pull in the parking brake button. I mean, the brake light button. So when he left, the brake lights were still on. So you really, unless you noticed the light, the car move, you got that extra couple seconds to get away. You got that extra something to get away.
Not the whale.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mimi and old whale. Yes, sir. George Flagg was good at that, too. George Flagg used to come out there. And I remember he had a pint of vodka. When he got started with a pint of vodka, it wasn't nothing but a pint of water. And he sat out there. He pulled up in his car. It was missing and popping. He had a light blue 67 Ford Galaxy Fastback, 394 speed car. He pulls up, car popping. And he gets out and he takes the bottle of gin and he sucks it all down and put it in the car. He acts like he's drunk. Then he goes down and makes a blast. The car missing and popping because he didn't cross the wires. So after he did that, he stayed down there for a minute. Then the next thing you know, we see him creeping up the hill up there on Doty. He creeped up and he rolled back down the hill and set the car off and coasted around the corner. And yeah, somebody grabbed them. They locked that money up, and man, he took his ass out there, and that Ford wasn't missing a popping, and he wore that motherfucker out there.
Mm-hmm.
They, some guys, they used to have all kinds of tricks, man.
Yeah,
we raced one night, man.
Flag and Yogi. George Flag and Yogi used to always do their cars like that. I was surprised that Dwight didn't mention them last night when he was talking. And he used to run up,
oh, you're
up
a Dwight
Lamb
night in? You're,
yeah,
a Dwight Lamb night?
Yeah, I heard him, man. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
That goddamn Dwight will trip.
Yeah, man. I heard him, man.
Is Mimi still around?
Yes, sir.
Last
I known he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see his brother all the time. I got to ask his brother next. Hey, his brother never did say nothing about nothing. I mean, nothing bad happening to him. I know that diabetes was messing with him real bad for a minute. I don't know how that turned out.
Yeah.
I bet he can't run fast on his feet like he used to.
And
no,
them,
no.
them combat
boots. Yeah.
That didn't have no shoestrings in them, but he erased
them.
With his
dust ass.
Uh-huh.
I know when he was doing security in the lounge, he had lost an eye or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that happened, yeah. Kid, I gotta ask you a question, man. I know you know who this car is. I don't know if it was Big Drag Nem or not, but somebody on the west side had an 86 Photo Impala that they called the taxi cab. And that sucker had Photo Caprice, and the big Impala, four door.
Right.
Small block in there with two big old.
That would be Cooper Hall. That's the only somebody I know had a photo Chevrolet back in the day. It was kind of a champagne color.
I think that's it, man. I remember they brought it on Dodie, and they opened
Cooper Hall.
And they had two of the biggest nitrous bottles I ever seen in there. They ain't look like nitrous bottles. Torch bottles in there. They opened both them bottles, and the car ran okay on motor. But man, when they cut that nitrous loose, that big old photo carried the wheels and would get somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was champagne color.
Yeah. With a little block, man. With a little block.
Yeah, Daryl drove it. I don't think Drag ever drove it, because Drag's ass was probably too big to get up in there anyway. But, yeah, that was Cooper Hall's them car.
Yeah, that sucker was rough. I give them their props, man. On nitrous, it was rough. It was okay on motor, but on nitrous, it was nothing to play with.
Yeah.
Boy, we did so much good and bad things in the hole back then. And people don't realize that the hole, the guys that run on New Dodie, when you get all the way to the end, you know, past the finish line, all the way to the end, to that stop sign, that's the hole right there. That's where we used to race. It goes straight through now. And then you come out and go on turn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That brought back a whole lot of memories. And as many races and dice games and stuff we seen out there, man, they did everything from race on foot to bring go-karts out there to goddamn gambling all night to bring...
Yeah.
They had a food truck used to come out there. They had a guy out there used to bring hookers out there if you wanted to have a little extra fun. Man.
No, no.
That stuff was way off the chain then, man. No, boy, these days ain't nothing like the old days.
Stay out there in front. What you got your house shoes on, Chris? You going to walk off with that water? Put your shoes
on. If you needed some gas, you can go over what was that, Purple Martin gas station. Go in and get that Purple Martin.
Stop it.
Yeah, them was the only two gas stations. Really had high octane gas. Purple Martin is a Sunoco.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That Bowles gas station on 80th and Stony Island, that was the Sunoco. So then OC and them didn't have to go nowhere. They just pull up on the pump right then. And kid, it was something them guys used to do. I don't know what it meant, but like at dawn, and I mean at dusk, they used to come out there and all them guys on with them new cars, they would turn their parking lights on. I don't know what, I never got a chance to ask when them old guys what that meant, were they just styling or whatever, but like as the sun was going down, all them new cars sitting out there with their parking lights on.
I don't know, Mark. Maybe it was some kind of religious thing. I don't know shit. I can't tell you.
but those were good
old days, man.
Yes, they were.
You can't take them days away. Back then, you know, you would go racing and, you know, you didn't have to be worried about all this signifying and shit and talk about each other's families and shit. That wasn't racing.
You talked about a man's
that ain't
car. And that was it. That was it.
Right, you
and
let the cars do the talking. You let the cars do the talking. I don't know where this shit come from.
Yeah, you know how generation go, things change. I never was into that, talking about your mama, your wife, your girlfriend,
no.
None of that. They ain't got
nothing to do with you racing, I don't guess.
Right. I mean, I could see some of them trying to get up under your skin when you get mad enough that
that can lead to other kind of shit.
Right. Yeah, you 100% correct.
Yep. They can lead to some other kind of shit because you don't know what kind of day a person done had.
Yep. Or what they're going through on their personal life.
Right.
Like, Will asked me earlier about had I seen the bad side of stuff back then. Yeah, I did. I've seen the good and the bad. I remember, like I told him, I remember being at people's shop, and they working on a race car, a couple customers' cars, and not to pay the bills, but to keep the race car going. And we sitting there, and they got the kerosene heater going, and your clothes smell all like kerosene when you come in.
Yeah,
I swear.
Yep.
And when they came out with the propane, that was a blessing.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
Yeah, because that kerosene, boy.
So they used to have some kind of shit you could pour in there, you know, that would kill the scent or whatever. I don't know, some kind
little
of
gas.
Juice or something, lemon juice or something.
No, they used to pour a little gas in there. They make it burn faster. Couldn't put too much in there, just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Mix it with the kerosene. Yeah.
Well, we have come a long way. But you know what I really miss, though? I'm going to tell you something I really miss, man. I miss those Nextel phones, man. Those Nextel phones
with the
walkie talkie. Yes, sir. If you were plugged, they on Doherty. No, they over here on Damon and Fulton. Oh, okay, well now somebody on the Skyway or somebody else over on South Chicago. Man, and you had instant access. All right, we're on our way.
Yeah, man.
Eddie, what about when you had that big, was that a Pontiac that you raised ready with? That big Pontiac, you had nitrous on that car?
I didn't raise ready with that, did I? I raised ready with my Z, wasn't it?
Oh, right. He had that old, he had a big 98 or something.
Right, he had a big old 98, something.
Yeah.
Him and Jimmy trying to pull a flim-flam on me and shit. Well, bug out Jimmy. Totally ass up.
Yeah, that was on 59th Street, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, we left from 43rd at the truck shop, and they came over to 59th because of the shorter quarter. Remember, they had a big old gear in that old mobile or whatever they had. Had a big old gear in that sucker. And that sucker was swinging about them gates, boy.
Yes, sir.
So they wanted a short quarter. And the first time they got away because my car leaned out. And when I started spraying it, it backfired through the carburetor like 2-3 times. And I thought I knew what the problem was. I said, let me bag this timing up. And I just took the bag the timing up by ear and went back and smothered the dad 2 more times.
You know, one of the better spots to race was out there in the Heights. Goddamn it, out there on Route 30? Yeah, that was one over there by the Ford.
Right, it was between Route 30. It was between Route 30 and what's the other street there? Yep, State Street. We used to race on State.
Yeah,
Street.
State Street or Cottage Grove or something.
Both
are the better places.
Yeah, both of them. We used to race on both of them.
I remember...
Who?
Joe Orr?
Take your shoes off right there. Take
okay.
That off there. My boy going quarterback Sunday, I think.
Hey, Angry Bird, go on mute, man.
Oh, y'all hit me up. I thought I was. My bad. I ain't going no mute. I ain't through with your ass. Let me try to get me off the phone.
You stay on the phone. We just didn't want to hear your personal business.
Talking about the bears crawling ass, that ain't personal. Yeah, boy, I remember I ran the streets back in the day. I made $500 or $600 every week almost.
Hey, Bird, what was your best race out there, you would say?
My best race?
Or the ass whooping that you gave somebody that you enjoyed the most?
When I ran Boom. You know White Boy Boom?
Yeah.
When I ran Boom.
You had that
Boom.
Purple Camaro, didn't you? Yeah, that purple Camaro.
No, they had a silver Camaro, and they bought a black Cobra Mustang. Looked like the damn car came off the showroom floor.
Wow.
They bought both of them cars to race me. We met on the Saturday Expressway on Doty, and they told me to pick easy car that I want to race. I didn't like Ford, so of course I picked the Ford. Both of them had big ass cow hoods on them. I didn't know no better. But I knew I was running good. And we went back down to Blue Doty. They gave me like 5. The damn car had nitrous on it. I think it had a supercharger, I'm not sure. But he gave me like 5 and let me leave. And what I liked about it, you know, not being present, it was like, what's his name? Marshall was out there and a couple of other guys from the neighborhood. It was always like the whites against the black. But it was like 6 or 7 group of white guys. And all the black guys that I whooped was helping me do a burnout. That shit was funny as hell, man. I'm like, what are you doing back there holding my car? I mean, the man, shut up. He was trying to hold a car first, but I'm trying to do a burnout. And Gerald told me to let the window down. I forgot to talk about cheating. Y'all forgot to bring up a conversation about cheating. Girl told me, don't move yet. I had the window down. And they were back there doing a burnout or something, stalling up or whatever you call it with them turbo things. And Girl said, just sit here for a minute. And then Girl said, okay, leave. I let the window, but I left. The car, I don't know what happened to the car, but he ran up on me so fast that when I looked in my rearview mirror, I didn't even see the car. You know how you, after you get these shifts and shit, you look up in the rearview mirror to see where the car is? Man, I'm looking up there, and I'm like, I see all the people back there, but what a car. I eased and looked to my right. Man, I saw that damn hood shaking, trying to pass me. I said, oh, shit. So I tried to stick my chest up a little bit, you know, maybe I'll win that way, you know. I nipped him at the end. Hey,
okay.
Mom, remember my car had all them colors on it? My car was like 13 colors.
Yeah.
Damn.
They said that if I didn't have that blue nose on my car, they never would have known who won. That's how close it was. my nose was blue. The hood was burnt on. The fender was brown. And I did that purposely.
Well, Lord,
I did that. I said, an ugly car is a fast car. I got a lot of racing with that car, boy. Oh, and I ran a scan, too. I ran short.
You ain't whoop short in there.
Had to beat it over there on 59. Shit.
No.
Oh, yes, I did. Hey, man, that man can be beat, man. Y'all let that man get in y'all head. He don't get my head. He beat me. I think I beat him. He was driving White Bull's car, I think. I'm not sure. Remember that light blue boo he had, Mark? That light blue boo he was whooping everybody with?
Yes, sir.
He whooped me with that, and I whooped him in that Chevelle. Then, here's the cheating part. He ran me a little Jimmy's car. Know the Jimmy Monte Carlo?
Right.
Okay, cheap bastard. They did a burnout so big that it was so smoky. Jimmy put that button driving. Jimmy get out the car and smoke, and then Skinny get in there and put the head over his ear. He can buy for the whole year.
Jimmy snuck in the wasn't he supposed to run on horsepower, but he snuck in the back and they hooked the nitrous up. And then
I think that's when he ran Gerald.
Then they took it back and down there
with Jimmy. Mark, was you that when me and Jimmy ran? I ran Jimmy as on horsepower. I whooped him. Then when I turned back around to go back down where everybody was, I had to go around the battery. I said, I don't remember that battery being in the road. So I get back. I'm fussing at somebody. Talking about, man, y'all trying to get me killed. Y'all putting batteries out there in the road and shit. That was Jimmy Battery that fell in the car.
Yeah. I remember that.
You remember that? Oh, you was out there? Well, man, this motherfucker. I said, Jimmy come down there. He said, man, I ain't trying to cheat you. He drove the car back down there, but the battery fell out the car. So when he drove down to cut the car off, the car just stopped back up. Boy, that was a funny shit.
Yeah, Jimmy was something else, man. We had Jimmy one time. I forgot who we raced, man. But we had a blanket in the back of the car. And they said, you got to take the line off the bottle. So we took the line off the bottle, and then we walked away with the crowd. And we had Jimmy sneak in the car and put the line back on the bottle. So we pulled up to the line. We sprayed. He stayed in the car under the blanket. And then when we got back, he took the line back off the bottle and got out the car.
What?
Man, boy, I miss Jimmy. I remember we used to go to the track, and in the Suburban, I used to always keep a lot of blankets and stuff in the Suburban. And he like, hold on a minute. Slow down for a minute. I slowed down and he didn't climb in the back of the Suburban and put a blanket on top of us. So I ain't got to pay but my way in. And then we sit there and then all of a sudden he eases out the car as people start coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I miss that dude, man. We had a ball, man. We had some good time.
Jimmy was something else, wasn't
he? Yeah, man.
That was my guy.
Yeah.
I remember. Meter made it. Was you on Torrance when I raised Torrance?
Ah, shit, I came on, man. I was out there just about every time we was out there racing.
I'm talking about when I raced Torrance on Torrance. It was in Duck's car. Duck had a white Cutlass, I think it was, Mark.
Yeah. I think it was a Regal. It's a Regal. White Regal. He still got the car.
Yeah, right. He still got that car? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Duck had gotten a real bad accident. I think he got burnt with some water or something like that.
Man.
Doug got burned with some water, and he couldn't drive. And they was trying to show Torrance how to drive that car. You remember that, Mark?
Kind of vaguely.
So it was just like five of us. I think Shorty was out there, and all of us negotiated the race. So we negotiated the race that night. Man, it was like five of us talking about the race when we met. I think we met at the car wash. And Doug took the race right away because he had all that water in his door. And somebody did his body weight and bonded over them three holes that they put at the bottom of the door so the water could drain out. That nigga had all that water in his motherfucking door and shit. So anyway, we locked the money up. We were going to race on New Dirty, but the police came. But we were on Torrance. Man, there's about 100 motherfuckers out there. I had my car on the trail. There was about 100 people out there. I'm like, it was just five of us, about 10 of us talking. Where all these people come from? Eric was out there. I'm like, damn, this turns from a small race into a big race. And we didn't even race for that much money.
Right.
I think we raced for 1,000, maybe 800. Wasn't a lot of money out there like that, bet it. So anyway, the cheating part. Skin was flagging, of course. Skin was betting the duck, I guess. Baton. Man, Skin gonna have, he got his hand on both cars, right? And he gonna take his hand off a duck car, and duck left, and I'm still sitting there. I said, let me go catch this motherfucker with this cheat bag. Man, I put three on that boy on the other end. Man, I used to ride on the seat back in the day. I whooped a lot. I got whooped a couple of times too, but I won more than I lost. That partner used to ride with that quad to get on that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, Mark, did you hear I whooped Paul? I whooped Paul on the scene at work.
Paul
at the frame shop? Yeah, at that frame shop. Talking that shit. Remember that V28? Yeah. I took him down there on Vincent. Tyrone peeping out the garage. I put like five on him and came off the gas. Oh, come on with that crawling LZ, man. Get my $300. Now, that race wasn't that much. But, Mars, you know we race for a good buck when we race you. You know you did.
No, we didn't. Hey, Bird, see, that's the discrepancy me and you keep having. Now, when I race Red, we race for $800 apiece. We tried to race for Mo, but y'all could have just towed me up that day. But y'all didn't come up with but $800. But when we ran you, I told me and Twan bet $100 apiece. We ran you for $200. Cause I told Twan,
no
I said
$200. I was around my car for $200.
Hey, Bird. Well, Twan might have bet more, but
I
bet $100.
It was too many people out there.
Hey.
Y'all probably put
We told you that we'd take a corner break from you and you guys wouldn't give it up. So I told Twan, hey man, we ain't gonna bother, man. I said, Twan, I don't think we can beat him, man. I know he probably run about 1250. We can't run but about 1290. Twan was like, you know what? Fuck it, man, let's try him anyway. I'm like, Twan, come. I said, well, I said, man, I'm not betting no whole lot of money, man, because I don't think we're gonna win. But Twan wanted to do it, so we went on and did it. I kept telling y'all, I said, I figured I need at least two cars from you at the time, but I said, we'll take a car and a break. We thought that was fair, but y'all would not give it up. And y'all got
to be quiet.
Huh?
Man, you had a Camaro, man. How you going to win with a Camaro, Mar?
Bird, you had a big motor.
I had a little motor. I had a 406, the same motor's in there now.
But then after that, when I put that nitrous on there, y'all, I was going to tear y'all ass up, but I ended up selling the car before I could get at y'all again.
You wasn't going to tear nobody ass up, because that hood would have went up. I would have gone to the spot. Then you still would have been in trouble.
I wasn't going to open the hood once I put the nitrous on. I said, man, y'all seen my motor 100 times.
You
weren't
trying to race then. You weren't trying to race. I love popping my hood. Y'all crawling anyway. I love popping my hood back then.
I had no problem. I had a little block with double hump heads on. I didn't have nothing to hide. Torker two manifolds.
I didn't. But that's what I'm saying. But that's
750 double.
Back then we were
that's
racing.
All was on that boat.
A lot of people were doing a lot of cheating. Everybody had their own skill, a thumb, and all of those shit. If I tweak my hand, that means you leave. All type of cheat was going on. But believe it or not, it was fun when they was doing it. So did nobody get mad or nothing?
No.
Nobody talking about shoot nobody.
Dude, what about all the guys? I mean, a lot of times it wasn't no flag, man. You both sat there and somebody left. If the other car went with him, it was right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, what's his name? He finally came out of storage. What's his name? He used to work at White, that black dude, had that white Mustang. Is it Darren?
Darren, yeah.
Yeah, me and Darren finally read, because I used to call him Prince. I president called him president. He used to get mad at that shit. I'm like, you keep talking that shit about you gonna do something to me. Come on, I'm ready to race now. You know, so we finally raced. We finally raced. Man, that dude, I think he was the first one that had a trans break on the street. Hey man, we on Doty, and I heard something go. Rrr. That motherfucker took off his front wheel over my damn fence. I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, that made me crazy. That shit scared me, man.
Go ahead,
Bob.
A lot of people didn't know that Darren's father was Starter Carter from US 30. That's Darren's father. There used to be the tree, used to run the tree at US 30.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Move your ass out the way. Move. All headed ass dog. Man, Darren Todd, his front wheel was hanging over my fender, man. Because he was on the left side of me. And I heard something go, ain't nobody never said nothing about him. We didn't even know what that shit was, a trash bag. At least I didn't. I heard a car go, and I kind of looked. I said, what the hell wrong with his car? That sucker jumped up in the air. And I'm looking like, why is Will sitting over my fender and shit, and we moving? That's like a pull of Willie on my ass, but I beat him on the other end by the car. But after he raced me, I never call him Prince no more. I call him Darren.
Oh, man.
I gave that man his respect. I said, you're a bad man to race me, boy, because I'm coming for people's ass out here. And you race me, I got to shake your hand. Darren. I ain't never called him Prince no more. Look, gone. I don't like players. Anybody want to buy a dog? Get your ass away from me. Gone over there. Let's play with him. Put a for sale sign on your ass and get your ass out there for the cost of gold. Yep, man, that's street racing, boy. Shoot. When I started street racing, boy, I got spoiled. I started racing every damn thing. I had a white pickup truck. Mark, remember that white pickup truck I had?
Yeah, and that little boo you had. Yeah,
I don't know. I raised everything I had, even my regular car. I was a hype then.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Mark,
that
was Jerome, man.
Huh?
That was Jerome. That was Jerome. I whooped with my Bonneville.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Jerome? You talking about hype Jerome?
Jerome. Yeah.
Hype Jerome. Oh, yeah? Wait a
minute.
Who had the photo of Bonneville?
He wasn't hype back then. Yeah, I had a photo of Bonneville.
Who had the photo of Bonneville? Was it you or Jerome?
That was me.
So you had the photo of Bonneville?
Burgundy photo of Bonneville. And he had a...
Yeah, I used to like that
crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like that Bonneville, that photo.
Yeah. I sprayed the guts out that motherfucker. I sprayed the guts out that motherfucker over the years.
You a murderer.
Well, I remember.
You sprayed the guts out of it.
I went on my grandmama house one day, and my uncle came out and said, what'd it do? I said, yeah, it do pretty good, huh? He said, let me see something. I turned that bottle on, man. I left that man. I burned rubber all the way down the block, man. And it kept going. And I looked up. My oil pressure was gone. I drove it home and parked.
Boy,
hey, Mark,
I didn't know
I raised tape. Hey, Mark,
huh?
You didn't know I raised Tate back in the day. Tate? Tate the Great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I raised
Tate,
Tate,
yeah.
Yeah, that white T-type, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was white. I think it was black, wasn't it?
I don't remember
being white.
Yo, you national. I think he had a national, but I think he had a T-type, too.
No, I don't think it was a T-type. It was just a Regal. As far as I remember. I think it was white. The man whooped me with a knocking motor, man. It was a big block, but it was a knock. I think it was knocking.
Either it was about to knock, or it knocked after he won.
Well, I remember you guys had a race, the old school guys, and they had a rod knocking in the car, but they had this race locked in. So what they did, they dropped the oil pan, took the rod loose, and ran on 77. I was amazed. I said, "Y'all running with a piston? With a piston missing?" I said, "Y'all racing, man." They let that shit ride.
See, that was racing back then. That was racing back then.
Yeah. And then you know the buddy system was cool too. If I lost to you, cause I blew my ring, and you had a Camaro at home, or whatever, you say, "Hey, man, come on by the garage, man. We're gonna switch rings, or we're gonna switch poly units. We're gonna go back out there and run them again the next night." Man, the old guys used to do that all the time. I watched these guys switch motors overnight, transmissions, whole drive trains. I remember I saw, who did I see? Old man Sid, rest in peace. Sid Downey. Sid.
Oh, yeah, I remember Sid, yeah.
I'm trying to think, was it Chuck? Or was it Rodney? Somebody had a burgundy Z by Tommy Knight. And they had just
Let me play the selector, man, before I lose my board, man.
Oh, don't do your thing. Don't do your thing.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
made it. Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, man, that's a powerful song there. I just wanted to get that in since we were talking about situation, you know, earlier, you know.
Yes, sir.
Between like me and Mark and with my little nieces finna go through and everything, you know, that's a powerful song right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna be all right.
I know a lot of people can testify to it, you know. Yes, sir.
You're gonna be all right.
I decided to play this selection other than the Chicago National Anthem, you know. Yes, sir.
I go to sleep to gospel music.
Well, yeah, Ma.
I don't even listen to rap no more like I used to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still listen to it, man, time to time, you know. But, I'm a straight up R&B man myself. Straight up R&B man myself.
Well,
love
I used to
some R&B,
bit,
but
it's
I still
not like I used to.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to sleep to gospel music.
Yeah.
Make you feel some type of way. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Yep. And lately I done found myself getting into a lot of gospel, man. You listen to some of the words and some of the gospel, man, it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't try to go to church on Sunday. I be resting up, so Tuesday's my day of having church, man. I go on Willie Dog Show early and listen to them guys on Tuesday, man. And he was saying a lot of good stuff, you know. So they say you don't have to go to church
really
to get the word. Yeah.
Amen.
Church is wherever you congregate.
Amen
at. Yeah.
But I might go to church to pray, hope that the Lord can bless me and Mark in the lane, you know, because Mark and ducking.
Hey, you ain't got to pray for that, man. Soon as I'm ready, we're going to do something, man. Not before.
I told you.
Soon as I'm ready.
Your back break is locking up, right? You keep trying to get off the damn subject. You talking about your back break. I told you I will fix your break for free. Whatever's wrong with it, I'll fix it. If I got to put grease on it, I'll put grease on it. When I whoop your ass, you want to bring the car back over here and we put the brake back to where they were. Lock them over there again.
If
what?
You whooping me ain't no foregone conclusion.
We got some sweet weather coming up, man. I'm driving my Trans Am. We got some sweet weather coming up.
Well, we'll
man,
figure
Mark,
it out,
you
man.
Can't
let's
beat that,
let's
man.
Let's
the man
can.
Offered to whoop you. The man offered to fix your brakes, Mark.
That's just hype, man. I don't believe him. That's just hype.
He going to repeat what I said.
And he gonna fix him, all right. You know how many times would you work on somebody's car, the next thing you know, they wanted to race you? You seen that happen before. Man, I'm gonna fix
you,
I'm gonna whoop your ass. You
know,
get your ass to the line.
Mark, you've been drawing on me for months at a time. on the Little Eddie Show, the Medium Eddie Show, a Big Sam Show, Little Sam Show. I got tired of hearing that shit. I think my converter ain't right now. I'm still going to raise your ass. If they stack ass time, what I got to leave? They ain't waiting for no
long
money.
I like
it,
man.
You know?
But I like
hey,
that.
Hey, Medium Eddie, I think you're wrong, though. If a person about to race, and they pay the lockup money, that other person forfeits. That means the other person won. He's supposed to get fried in the grease, man.
Hold
that's
on, man.
That's supposed to have crystal all over him.
Well, I'm going to add some extra baking soda when I and some of that crackling when I kick your ass. We definitely
yeah,
going
whatever, man.
And somebody's going to get their ass fried on this show. That's definitely
no,
going to happen.
You should be fried already.
And
you got your
pop
with you, man, fry him.
And if it's up to Big Eddie, I wouldn't mind if the winner fried or lose.
I think Big Eddie, I think that really deep down inside, really deep down inside, on the low, I think Big Eddie covering for you. You don't want to drop your ass in that grease. You should be greased all up, Bob.
All right.
I'm telling you. Look, Eddie, you ain't well, right, man.
Hey, man,
my,
I fried
my
shit.
You ain't right, man.
I fried the shit out of one skin, whooped his ass.
Yep. Hey, Bert, I'm going to make sure that I send you a Burt Reynolds T-shirt
hey, man,
for your
man
on his birthday.
The race, man. He paid me, he got to pay me the lockup money. He lost. He got to pay me the lockup money. Anybody pay the lockup money should be
oh.
fired.
Oh, man.
Smart.
Me no speak English.
Man,
hello.
I'm gonna go in here.
Hello.
You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go in here and turn my stove on and fry his ass with my grease. Now, can I do that?
You got a big ass pot?
Hell yeah, I
if
got
you,
a big ass pot.
If you gonna fry anything, if you gonna fry anything, fry that chicken that's on the hood of y'all cars.
I been fried that part, partner. See, even my dog
hey,
you said, Eddie, you wrong, man. He should have been boiled or fried or something. What you doing, Eddie? What kind of show you running here? If a man pays a lot of money, man, he's supposed to get fried.
I fry fish, not turkeys.
Oh, see, he bought you and him must be some type of blood brothers or some shit. He didn't cut his finger, you cut your finger, and y'all put y'all fingers together. Y'all blood, bro.
Well, I know we used to do that shit when we were kids.
Yeah.
We used to do that shit when we were kids.
Diabetes and shit. Giving each other
yeah.
diabetes and shit.
Yeah.
Mark,
Bird, is there anybody else you want to get a hold of this year besides me?
Mark, we got 5 good days. 64 degrees? Nigga, get your ass up
get
there.
Out. When
I'm
that supposed
upstairs.
To be? When that
yeah,
supposed to be, right?
Next week, 64, man.
Wow.
Damn, Medium Eddie, you got a TV?
Hey.
It's supposed to be 64 degrees. 54 degrees, no rain.
So we got some Indian
wow.
summer weather coming, huh?
Whatever,
right.
goddammit, whatever. Get your ass up there. Please get up there so we can get this shit over with. Draw me 8 times a month and shit. Skip all that. Thinking that shit a game. There ain't no game on this show. I'm serious. You done made that bird angry.
Bird, now you doing all that talking, and when I put your ass down, what you going to say then?
Well, put me down, man. Even to this shit, somebody going to have to win. We ain't going to put it on no damn tie. You ever seen a tie in a race? I've seen it cheating. Well, what don't the guy don't want to pay the other guy. But that's all right, though. I'm about to do it the way, if that's what it takes for Medium 80 to fry Mark, I'm about to do you that way then, Mark. He ain't listening to me. He ain't saying nothing. He ain't changed his mind. Okay, all right.
Hey man, I ain't got no problem frying
nobody
Mark, man,
somebody played
a... I don't got no problem frying Mark, man, because it don't take as much grease to fry Mark.
You know what? He got an excuse. I apologize. He right. He fry you, Mars. You don't be able to fry nobody else. Okay, fry all the little people there, man. Go ahead on. Fry all the little people.
Yes, sir. Yes,
wait a minute,
sir.
Hold on. I got, you know
there's
what?
Only one.
Hold on now. Hold on now, medium, Eddie. I got some grease in there you can have. Nah, fry them. I got some grease. You run out of grease, I'll cover
yeah.
it.
I ain't no
hey,
problem.
Hey, but
ain't
that,
no problem.
That, I ain't got no problem getting fried if I lose. Because if I'm, only reason I'm getting fried is because what? Because I got to the line and lost. But I got to the line. You can't get fried if you can't get, if you don't jump in the ring.
That's right.
What
that's
you
right.
trying to say? I'd have brought my messed up ass talking brother car to the track if you wouldn't have called me that same night and said you couldn't race because of your brakes.
Yeah, that saved you. That
like
saved
that
night. And like I said, you were saying your car was bad. I didn't think you were gonna go. You said the converter was acting up.
How come?
And my brakes was acting
how
up.
Come?
So I'm like, you know, we as long
man,
as we know each other, we supposed to just wait till later. Yeah.
Hey man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
I'm saying
it's
ain't no big deal.
Cars,
you know we gonna
it's
get it in, man.
I'm
you know.
Trying to race. I'm a hype, man.
Me too.
I'm over here itching for your ass. I'm over here itching. I need a fix. I need a goddamn fix, man. Shit, I'm itching and carrying on.
Hey, Bird, well, I'm glad to see you made it to the show, man. Well, for whatever reason, if it's coming down on me, no problem. Welcome to the big
yeah, you run your damn mouth
too
damn much. I said, let me shut this motherfucker up, man. I can't run this damn mouth, man. Shit.
Hey, man, the rules still the same for the rest of your crew, man. The rules still the same for the rest of your crew. I'm going in on them every chance
damn.
I get.
Damn, you were threatening
you
the whole crew
nobody.
With a
you
stark command.
He ain't going to do nothing, man. That man ain't going to bop and bip. He ain't going to do nothing.
It sounds good. Now, when
yeah,
you talk about ain't going
to
do nothing, talk about talk about some of them crew members you got. Don't talk about me ain't going to do nothing because I'm going to go.
I ain't
going to
say about them. They're going to do what they do. They're going to do what they do. That's all I can say. They're going to do what they do. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm talking about me and you. Me and you, man. I used to race my ass off back in the day on the street. Boy, I miss all that. All these new ass cars.
Tell yourself, man. Tell
the
man you're in trouble.
There you
no,
go.
I ain't gonna tell him that, Eddie, because I want some trouble. I'm just gonna tell him when
tell.
I'm ready. I'm gonna get your stinking ass down when I'm ready. That's all I'm gonna tell him.
And my ass ain't stinking.
You can
get out, but my
rave.
Ass ain't stinking.
Okay, well, you can rant and rave all you want, but I ain't gonna do nothing till that car ready. As soon as it's ready, I ain't gonna
man,
be hard to
damn.
Find.
Man, you know it's raining cats and dogs out here. God damn. Yeah.
Wow.
It's raining like crazy out here.
I thought that was.
And it's windy as hell.
Yeah, it's raining good out here, over here too. Just started maybe about an hour and a half ago.
Shit, they say it's a tornado watch. Storm watch, I guess.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's coming up on your TV.
I got the TV on. Ain't nothing going on here. But hey, you can have a couple tornadoes pass right through your neighborhood. Yeah.
It's going right across mine right now.
Y'all ain't got the sirens on.
We live across
the
street from this big ass park. I got this big ass park over here. We getting that way in good over here.
Y'all don't have the sirens on out there, do you?
Yeah, they would. I'd be out in the crawl facing down where. So I ain't never heard those sirens come on. If they do come on, it's for a practice, you know.
Yeah, they came on that day that I was out there when I got over by my sister-in-law house over there by the Polish place. Sirens went off right on that building.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Well. Now, what you ask me? Is there anybody else on my list other than you?
Yeah.
Well, you not only this, you just somebody I want to race. You ain't got up there yet.
Right. Okay, that's okay.
You just somebody I want to race. You ain't got up there yet. I ain't really
right.
got nobody on the list. I'm just going to, you know, try to do what I do. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can say. I wanted to run Pop, but Pop controlled his car.
No, man. Tonight you got to raise your mind, brother, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll just make sure Pop's out there. Watch me kick his car ass. This one's not for you, Pop.
Hey, what if Brother Flo want a rematch? What you going to do then?
No, I ain't racing Flo no more. That's it.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
And why you bring up Flo name?
I'm just saying, man. I ain't, goddamn, Bird. Don't be so sensitive. I'm just saying.
Now I think Flo is a driver now. I'm not sure. Cause he drove Bam car and he drove Pop car. I don't know how them guys gonna do that. Okay. But you know what? You know what? Question.
What?
A lot of people are getting fast in these new cars and stuff. Do you necessarily got to try to keep up with the crowd? So everybody out there run no damn 8 to 9.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, sir.
So why would you have to just keep your car tuned? Huh?
Get in where you fit in. That's one thing.
Right.
That Shorty did. That little blue boo wasn't the fastest, but he picked his poison. And
that's
he
what you got to do.
Got to pick your poison.
Yeah, you can't. Some people saying that it's too much money. I have some people saying that, you know, I can't keep up with, you know, what these guys are doing. You don't have to, you know.
You don't have to.
I mean, you think you got to race every time you go to the track? Every time you go to the track, you got to race somebody.
Well, look it up. You still got the race car, but we also got bone stock, low budget street cars we're going to have some fun with.
Mark, I'm going to probably been to race somebody before I race you because you keep on ducking me, man.
Why
do
you keep saying I'm ducking you in my car, you rich?
Hey, me and Eddie, it's hard to cut the coward. You ever cut the car? You ever cut the car before? You been
hey,
running out of
I
breath
run,
trying to run that sucker
hey,
down.
Hey, man,
I'm running out of breath, man.
If I ran an all-wheel drive twin turbo car head up, why would I not race a stock car to sit just like me? Now tell me that.
Well, hey, something's wrong with your car then. You never looked at them brakes in that car, Mark.
I didn't find out until I got the car. No, you know when I found out the brake was stuck when I got home and I took the drag radios off the car and I tried to spin the lug. And that's when I seen it.
On the front?
On the back. On
the
back.
Back ain't going to turn unless you got the whole back up.
The whole car was off the ground, and I put the car in neutral
so I could
see what was going on, and that's what was happening.
I'm just trying to make sure you ain't trying to come up with no truth. But you said on the passenger side it's locked up. I'm telling you, just do all of them. Just do all of them.
Yeah,
I did
definitely. That wasn't even no question.
Keep that sucker up and put some grease in, let that grease ooze down there, and get that piston moving. Your brakes will be fixed. I did mine.
Yeah,
I knew mine was locked because you can feel a carbonate breaking loose.
I put new plugs,
you know?
New plug wires, change the oil in the car. So all that's done. It's just a matter of getting that brake straight. And then I hope
man,
I
man, we got a whole week of nice weather, man. What's your problem? Hey, man, you know what? Shut up, Mark. I'm talking to the meet him 80 now. Hey, I just told the man I'll fix his brake for him.
Yeah, you should have
been. Died then. And I'm going to beat his ass and then I'm going to put his brakes back and fucked up again.
I'm still waiting all summer for you to detail my car and my truck. I ain't got these one of them.
There you go.
And
man, he's messing
the show
up. Man, I'm going on mute, man.
Man, I'm going on mute, man.
I don't do the show that much, but now he's starting already. Hey, me and Eddie, when you good, man, you good, man. Ma, you ain't the only one complaining. I created some Frankenstein.
He detailed my car quote when I came to Sam's race. When I first brought my car, man, he had my car on 10, man. It was beautiful. Motor done, everything, man. And then I tried to bring the car back. The car been sitting over a year, just sitting out in the open. And we went out there and looked at it. You seen all that dust and dirt. And I asked the master, man.
Kind of made me mad. I told you I had to put a car cover over it. All that work I did with that damn car.
I need to get it detailed, cleaned, and waxed before I put a cover on it. Then I do it.
We got five days, baby. 5 days. Look at the weather tonight. I bet you see a 62 or 65 up there. Bet you that.
As a matter of fact, while I'm listening to you, I'm going to turn on the weather channel right down there.
Oh, and you know what, Mark? I just finished the van. I've been driving it all day. That took a run good. Everything good on it. So I got a spot in the garage. Now, me and Eddie, you hear me saying? You hear me telling him? Try to get that car over there sometime this week. Next week. I got a 62 Ford I'm supposed to do.
Well, let me get in there before that Ford get in there. You don't need but a day. You don't need to have a car booked for about a day, right?
Well, I did your car one time already. About a whole day.
So
I like to let it dry. Okay. And I got to take the wheels off and all that other shit, you know.
Well, you just let me know what day I can bring it, and I let me know that night, and I have it there that morning. By the time you bring that dog out to walk, that car will be sitting at your gate.
But look, now I'm going to use the cheap wax for your car. I'll use the expensive wax for my car.
No, we're not using no cheap wax. I just popped on TV a severe thunderstorm warning just popped up on the TV. But I don't see Cook County, Indiana, Northwest Indiana. Yep. Oh, no, they talking about
I know that rain hit my window like crazy. The rain hit my window like crazy. I know they kind of look like kind of slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mark. We got to race before the next year, man. Because the next year,
I ain't got no problem with that, Angry Bird. Hey, man. How long is it going to take us? 15, 16 seconds, man? Hey, we can go over there.
That's it. And then we
okay,
can go
here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Pork chops and chicken.
Saturday, 45 and sunny. Sunday, sunny and 48 degrees. Monday, sunny, 49 degrees. Tuesday, cloudy, 53 degrees.
Going up. 53, you missing one. It's supposed to be a 60 up there somewhere.
Well, I stopped it Tuesday. It flashed back off before I could get all the way to the end.
What kind of TV is that?
I'm watching the weather channel.
Oh,
I thought you had a Camaro TV.
Them TV is cheap. Look at the name of them, Camaro TV. Come on now.
Severe thunderstorm warnings by 41 over there in Newton County and Crown Point. Say the winds are moving 50 to 60 miles an hour.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Expected impact damage to roofs, trees. Garyville, Gary Porter, Hobart, Crown. That's all Indiana. They fucked up. Cedar Lake, Munster. All that shit is under severe thunderstorm warnings. But they ain't saying nothing about us, so that's good.
Yeah, Munster is pretty close.
Hey, Mark, what we running with, street tires or sticky tires?
Yeah, man. I ain't putting them, man, I think them drag radios hurt my transmission last time. The car didn't quick shift now, man. When it went to 2, it started lagging. I got off the gas as soon as I felt it lagging. I ain't did nothing since then. Put it back on the trailer and took it home, so I don't know if I hurt it or not. I'm hoping I didn't hurt it.
Did you put any Lucas in there?
No, I ain't did nothing to it. We'll do all that when I take when I get it over your house.
Oh shit. That Lucas works.
It got fresh out of Mobile One. Yeah, I got Mobile One in there. I just take a cord out and throw that Lucas in there.
No, it's the transmission pulling. If it's pulling everything, you put half a quart of Lucas in there.
Yeah, somebody else told me that. Yeah,
you put half a quart. But if it's real bad, you put all that shit in there.
I figured just like eventually I'm going to put a trans in it. So that, you know, and it ain't really no major problem if that transmission goes out. Ain't no, you know, if it do, okay. I'm going to try to have one ready and sitting. So in case it do, I'm already ready.
I thought you told me you had put a 400 in there with a trans brake.
No, sir. Huh? No, sir. Don't get burned.
What
did
you say? He did what?
He told me back in the springtime that he put a 400 in there with a brake. Oop.
Hey, man.
No, you ain't shit.
Hey, Bird, don't fan the car be over your house.
Oh, you trying to pull a fast one on me, huh?
Bird, the car be over your house, man. You can check it when you get there.
Man, I'm not looking up, buddy.
Yes, you are. And you can put that in your head.
No, I ain't going to do all that.
When you jack it up to fix them brakes, you going to stick your big head ass down there and look and see if you see a 400 up under there.
No, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to get that black car on your ass. Give you about 10 and let you tap out of there. Now, how about that? With your 400 trans brake.
Yeah.
Lying ass, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie. You all right with me, man? I'm going to call you, man. You all right with me, Eddie?
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
I'm going to start getting on the show Friday and Saturday.
Hey, man. Hey, are we the only ones left? Ain't nobody said nothing. Kid, you still there? Preacher Boy, you still here?
Preacher Boy, the only one left. Everybody else still here.
Kid, where you at, bro?
You tired of hearing your damn mouth, Mom. That's what it is.
Hey, while we're on here, I want to wish a Crooked Letter a happy belated birthday. I didn't get a chance to do that. I know his big tractor driving ass is on here. I just want to wish him that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wanted to send him an email with his big head on top of a John Deere tractor, but I had to get one of my little nieces to do that.
Damn. His head that big, Ma?
It will be when I send him the emoji.
Oh, man.
Watch out, man. They sister. Watch out, man.
It's too late for him to hit the one button. He just go ahead and he don't want to take that and call me on the background. He can't respond.
No, it ain't too late, Ma.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Hey, y'all know what?
You big 16-wide tractor tie eating motherfucker, you.
Well, who is that? Who is that?
I'm just like a fisherman, man. I throw the hook in the water and pull up some fish.
I bit that work. I had to come on here and talk about your big old hippopotamus block made ass.
Damn, Ma, you telling the truth on you.
You still my brother, and I love you. Mr. Angry Bird.
Yes, sir, Letter Cricket. What's happening?
I got a question for you. Did you know that Mark was a celebrity in Chicago, around the world?
Who?
Mark, Big Mark.
You said Mark?
Yeah, Big Mark, that's the type of one that you want to raise. Yeah, he's a celebrity.
Mark ain't no damn celebrity.
He is. He's a renowned celebrity. Look, man, let me tell you.
He's probably a shit starter, but he ain't no damn celebrity.
No.
I'm going to knock his head off.
But listen, I was going to tell you. Mark is the only man in the history of the world that has been stopped by the police for too many people in the car, and he was only in the car by himself.
God damn. I'm going to use that one. You got the next big motherfucker, but you can't borrow that. Well, for real, that's true.
Six police jumped out on him and told him, "Y'all get out the car."
Hell no! I just started to rub in that. Wait a minute, Mark, did you hear what he said?
I heard what he said, and that's not the problem, man. I ain't got no problem with him. My problem is why Eddie has been muted his ass before he got that out of his mouth.
Oh, God.
I told you. There's some shit talking on his phone, man.
I'm going to confess to you, Mr. Angry Bird, I'm going to tell you like this right here now. I'm going to be honest with you. You got to have two things for Mark to race you. He got to have He got to have about 20 pounds of butter and about 6 gallons of grease. So you got the grease and butter and pick your ass up to get him in that car. Other than that, he ain't getting in there.
Well, the 2 pounds of butter and the six things of grease, when I get that to medium Eddie, so medium Eddie can fry there when I kick the shit out of him. He going to need that grease.
Shoot y'all best shot, goddammit. I can take this ridicule. It don't bother me.
Ain't nothing but love, Mark. Ain't nothing but love.
My skin thicker than a 10-inch steak, goddammit.
You ain't tell
you
no lie,
right,
man. You ain't tell no lie, man.
You the only man I know that got one flat skin.
Mark, where you get that man started, man? Apologize, damn it.
No, sir, man. You know, I love keeping some shit going, man. Even if it is at my expense, goddamn. What am I doing now?
You'll let Crooked get on the phone and tell you that if the police stop, it's just you getting out the car. Boy, I can't wait till you know.
Hey, man. Wait till I send him a picture of your Trans Am with that big yellow Tweety Bird on the hood when you get it painted.
No, what about Bird Ritter with short pants on? Tell him that part. Bird Ritter with a thong on. What was that shit you was saying, Mark?
Hey, Mark, why don't you tell that man the truth, Mark? Tell him what you told me.
Hold on, don't say anything disparaging about Burt Reynolds because he'll hang up.
No. He said that chicken on the front of that Trans Am up there is screaming because he had an S there coming up behind you, Camaro, and it was hissing like a snake. He thought it was going to get beaten mad. That's why he was screaming like that.
Well, he was in all type of trouble. You know that, don't you?
And then he turned around and said, because he know. Now, the last thing he said was, he said, he was screaming like that, because he know I'm going to pluck the feathers out of there and go around
him. hey, when I race him, he going to think that somebody threw a 5-pound bag of Morton salt on his tail, on the back of his trunk. When I drag his goddamn head.
Well, I'm here waiting. I want to make sure you got that salt with you, too. I'm going to take that salt and that bird and run all down your throat. Goddamn it. This angry bird on his end. Shit. Kill your damn head. My car's sitting in the garage. All I got to do is fix the fog light. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to run you on February 17th, but I got to wait.
Well, you got to put that Sneaky Pete Dyson kit on there?
No, that's Burt Reynolds' birthday.
Damn. That's my dad's birthday, too, Mark. My dad's birthday is February 17th.
Well, that's the king of the bandits, Dave. That's the king of the bandits, man. I'm gonna whoop his ass on Burt Reynolds' birthday, and I'm gonna get that emoji, that sticker of Burt Reynolds laying down with them in his bikini shorts, and we're gonna put that on. We're gonna put that on your hood instead of that bird. We're gonna put that Burt Reynolds laying on there in his swimsuit on top of your hood.
Hey, the way that man talking to you, he said he gonna be singing that song on your ass. You got a long way to go and a short time to get there, and you ain't gonna make it.
Mark, if the tables turn, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna give them a little bobblehead thing. The little bobblehead with the big head. By your body being big, I'm gonna have to shrink that head and have your ass looking like Beetlejuice and set that shit right in the middle of your damn, on your dashboard, goddammit.
Man, you know I'm glad you mentioned that.
Now, how about that?
Because I know they got a Burt Reynolds bobblehead. I should get one for all your club members. Get
man.
All y'all one to keep on y'all dashboard.
Hold on.
You
got to
wear
it because
we keep on beating up on your ass.
Hold on. Is this the Trans Am bar, the one I seen on the video from Chicago, had on the biker vest with the Trans Ams on it?
The
yeah,
biker
that's
pants.
One of them.
The biker pants. Oh, he got jokes, huh? Okay.
No, I'm talking about the pants I'll be wearing. That
oh, let him, because you got jokes. I hear you. I hear you, baby.
Well,
I hear you, baby.
Do you really know what PONAC really stands for, the acronym? Do you know what the acronym for PONAC is?
I heard that shit a million times.
I don't know quicker than
that. I heard it.
Both of y'all get to the line, goddammit.
P-O-N-A-I-C. Poor old nigga think it's a Cadillac. Oh,
and you're right. I do think it's a Cadillac. You're right. But what y'all going to do with the track, though, letter crooked? Act like it.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to get support that. I own
like
a Ram Air 3 for a long time. I own a Ram Air 3 for a long time. Now, I had a...
Alright, let me go. Let it go, man. Let me go. You install some shit. Now let it go. I don't want you holding it. Let it go. What you wanna do, letter cricket? Act like it.
What you talking about?
Get your ass up there.
And I'll run over your whole crew.
Come on with it. What you waiting on?
I'll run over every one of y'all.
Next year? I can't tell.
It'll happen.
You and Marv is on my goddamn list. You and Marv is on my list, man.
Okay.
Bro, you're not on my list,
bro,
because you're a foregone conclusion. You ain't even on my list. I already know what I'm going to do to you.
You okay, all right. You talking now. Hey, meet him, Eddie. Get that shit ready, man. Get that grease ready. I want Crisco. Crisco, your monkey ass.
Yes, sir, man.
Yeah. Oh, Von won the race today. I just saw a text that Stokey had sent me. I don't know. He probably sent that with
Stokey down
about there. He said Von won today.
Stokey
I don't think
down
Stokey
there.
Down there. I don't think so.
Hey, I need a feed too. Anybody got a good feed? I can go online and watch this while we talking. I could. Any more down there online?
Shit. This time
man.
Of the night, man. Shit.
Hey, just go on Facebook. If anybody
done.
On there, you can believe it's there. You just go on there. It's there. Just go down your feed, your live feed. They're gonna be on there.
Yeah, I got something that Double D sent me. I think. But Pro Stock Joe on there, he talking for about 40 minutes. I was like, no, I don't want to hear Joe. But I did see some racing on there. I seen some stuff Stokey sent me. I think it's something on that Leon sent me.
I sent you some too.
Yeah, I got some stuff from you too, and I got some stuff from Crooked Letter. I got some stuff from y'all. Kid, did kid make it back yet? Kid and fell asleep on us. Kid and fell asleep.
Ooh, them suckers are rolling.
Who's feed you watching now?
This is old. It was on here already, so it's been. I sent
okay.
it to you, but I think it's Willie Dog.
Oh, okay.
All you gotta do
yeah,
is
Willie Dog.
Someone.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Oh, you just shared that, Ed. I see it on there.
Yeah.
Let me look on that and see what's on there.
I was trying to see if I see anybody that was on here live. I didn't see nobody.
Chris. Yeah. Did you drink that this? Yeah, but just drink it all up. We just leave it in there. Do a little swallow it in a container.
Hey, Bird, go on mute, man. We don't want to hear that.
Bastard, we don't want to hear you crawling down,
okay.
Man.
We don't care how much milk in your refrigerator, man. We want to know how much horsepower in them slow ass pilot.
You'll find out. The medium 80 put that fry on your ass, boy. You'll find out. Fry your ass for a long time. Hey,
well,
medium 80,
too many
when you fry him, I'm going to tell you when to take him out the grease.
All
when
right.
you fry Mark, I'm going to tell you when to take him out the grease, all right?
All right.
You hear that, don't you, Mark? You gonna
yeah,
feel it.
I hear
you, Mark. You're going to feel it.
Gonna have me dark and crispy if I lose, huh?
All 12 for buttermilk.
Yes, sir. No
oh,
problem.
Man.
Now, what happens if you lose?
That ain't gonna happen. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
You
we got
to
keep talking about it,
man.
We will
need you to be.
We will see.
You're trying to get back. You're trying to get back from a long time ago.
Nah, that ain't no get back. I'm going to get some get back when I go after the your real car. I haven't that work out.
Mark, you must be mad with that man because you stole your hamburger over the middle.
Quick letter, you breaking up, brother.
No, he's not, goddammit. I heard him loud and clear. What you say, Larry?
Well, what
did
he say? I heard him say you mad at that man, and then it got garbled after that.
You a lie, Mark.
Okay,
hey, what you say, Larry Cricket? Say it again.
I said, Mark must be mad because you must have stole his hamburger when he was little.
I sure did. I couldn't believe
oh,
that big motherfucker could run that fast, boy. He damn near caught mine.
Hey, Eddie will tell you, man, I ain't going to let the police take my hamburger.
Hell no.
Man, I remember we were going to watch a race on the 130th. So we was all at McDonald's. We stopped at McDonald's and we was over there on the 130th, but we was on the frontage road on the west side of the street. These detectives come by. I stopped. I told them guys I ain't ate nothing. I stopped and get me some McDonald's. So they in front of me. When I get there, police got all these guys pulled over. They out the car. So I didn't pull up on them. I just pulled over and stopped and got out and eat my hamburger. I'm sitting there looking at these guys. Man, goddamn police looked over at me and told me to throw that shit away and come here. Look at that shit. Man, I looked at that motherfucking policeman, man. I ain't over here with these guys. I'm sitting eating, and I just bought this food. Man, I sat there and ate my hamburger. He was mad at the motherfucker. He walked over to me. Can I tell you throw that food away? I said, you didn't buy this.
Mark said, hey, Mark, you said you can lock me up. Fuck that.
No, he didn't, Bird. He lying. He ain't telling you the truth. That police walked over there. He told him, didn't I tell you that? Mark looked up at him with them corners of my eyes. Like, that big mother got there.
Well,
I mean,
hold on.
Man, I'm starving too, man. Man, you lost your motherfucking mind, man. I ain't did nothing at all. It was a bogus stop. He over there searching people, and we wasn't doing nothing. We wasn't racing. They were just coming up the frontage road. Man, he just on looking for guns or whatever, man. Don't walk up to me with an attitude.
Hey, but you know what?
I ain't trying to get
you know
shit.
What?
I ain't did nothing wrong.
Tell y'all guys the truth. Them police didn't know that stupid shit. A lot of them ain't doing it now. They see they can go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they let a lot of shit ride, boy. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. He was mad as hell at me, man. Tell me some stupid ass shit like that, like I'm 10 years old, man. Throw that away and come over here. Man, I ain't
okay,
there,
Mark, let it go. Let it go. Mark, you ate the bird. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes, sir, Bird.
It's gone.
I told you he's still mad. He's still mad.
Yeah, yeah, he's out. Let it go. God damn.
You know, it took a lot of nerve to tell a grown-ass man that shit, man. Throw your shit away and come over here and you ain't did nothing. Man, shit, come on, man.
A homie, big grown-ass man, hell yeah.
Yeah, man, I ain't taking it, man. You know.
I'm going to say what I'm going to land. You still a better chance of beating a homeless pit bull off a meat truck than getting that hamburger from Mark.
That a cricket say you was growling, Mark.
Hey man, I won't take nothing crooked. Let him stand still. Well, I ain't even got no jokes toward him. I should have some jokes toward Eddie for letting his ass on the show.
Let a crooked you keeping the show fired up, man. It's our night tonight. Now, what else about this burger, man? Did it have any lettuce on it? Tomatoes or what, Mark? I want to see what really made you mad.
Fully dressed with onions on it. Fully dressed with onions on it.
All right. Y'all not the only ones doing these jokes now. Don't get me started.
You got to late. The show about to go off. You better get started. The late ass. You know what? Hey, Mark, if you never would have called Letter Crooked on the show, this never would have got started. So that's your fault.
Hey, man. You know,
Letter Crooked where you were.
It ain't a show unless we pull crooked letter out of the closet, man. He gonna sit there the whole show quiet as a church. He got plenty of jokes, but we've been talking about these hamburgers and stuff. He done got homeless, so he eating them as they come up. Hey, what our parents, Mark, we understand. Y'all leave well enough alone?
Yeah, Mark, hey, Mark might get that grease from me to Eddie and cook his own motherfucking fish.
Oh, man.
You gonna put that grease to use for real, shit. Hey, me to Eddie bullshit. Mark gonna take that shit and use it for real.
Mark cooled that grease down then with a turn white. He eating it like it's a slush because it got flavor in it.
Damn,
oh,
Letter Crooked,
man.
You're a nasty motherfucker. When it turned white? Hey, Mark, that's a fight word, man. You want me to come get you? Where Letter Crooked live at, man? Let me come get you.
Hey, how can I possibly get mad?
That's a nasty
hey, Bird, how can I possibly get mad at a guy that rides a tractor and steals watermelons at night? How can I get mad at somebody do that, man?
You ride a tractor? For real?
That's what he said. But, you know, he was down here about 2 months ago, and my granddad owned big 6,000 Ford tractor with them big tires on it. The tire came up missing after him. After he left, it wasn't nothing left but the rims because he ate them. He ate the tires. Them tools and all.
Ma, you went down there and did that to them people, man. Wait a minute, man. Let a crooked drive a tractor trailer.
A John Deere tractor, man, with chrome rims on it.
Hey, he telling you the truth. Got chrome wheels on the trailer, so I can pull this big ass around with it, dude.
Hey man, can we get back to the show, man? Y'all out of line. Now, I ain't never seen no damn truck no chrome wheels. Get the hell out of here. Next, y'all gonna be talking about Irma all the motherfuckers put black magic around the tires and all that old shit.
Man, you ain't seen none of them tractor pulls lately, man. Them John Deere got chrome center lines on them. 40 inches tall, whatever.
Yeah.
You got something on his regular track.
Well, quit lying, man. You about to make me believe. Hey, me and Eddie, put your ass in the quiet room.
Oh man. Yes, sir.
Big Mark was on that Blondie song. He was eating stars, eating cars, eating bars and tractor tires.
Hey, Ma, let me know, man. I'll come get you. We're going over to the house. I'll let you go on there and get it on out. Get on back in the car. Take you on back to the house. That man, he's going low blow at you, dog.
If I go down south, I'm going to go past there and get me a fresh watermelon off his front porch and carry it onto the track.
Damn, man, you always talking about eating, man. God damn, we can leave that eating alone for a minute. Take care of the real business. Damn.
Hey, Angry Bird.
Yes, sir.
You got a long ride to take Mark down there to get his ass whooped, man.
You gonna get his ass whooped.
Hey, man, will you stop calling that man Angry Bird? His name is Salt Tweety. That's his name, Salt Tweety.
Look,
that man
look, wanna be little Mark. Shut
man.
The hell up.
That man all the way in Mississippi, man, at the end.
Oh, damn. I take that back. Mark, you want to just burn your own gas. Yeah, high horse ass, man. Yeah. I know that far. I thought it was down the street somewhere in the neighborhood.
Nah, that man ain't golf for it, man.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the water.
If he was here.
He down there with that good-ass
there,
weather.
He probably been one over there with Mark ass. Oh,
I ain't gonna let that happen. See, me and Mark cool. I ain't gonna let that happen. I got a secret.
Yeah.
Like Popeye got his spinach. I'm gonna get me one of them 3 for 3s and give it to Mark and let the cookies go get his ass whooped.
I ain't gonna let it happen either. But you know, if I don't see it coming, you know, I just happen to do not be paying attention.
Hey.
And I look up and Mark be hanging over
the guardrail. Hey, Angry Bird, I'm going to say it like this right here. You could be right about what you said, but I'll stand right there until Mark get through eating. As soon as he gets through eating, I know what to do for him. All I got to do is hold up a Jewtown police sergeant and he'll tear your ass up.
Okay, well, you got me on that one. You got me on that one. Cause he eats a McDonald's lamb cheeseburger. If he burp, all his strength will be gone. So if you give him that polish, my ass is grass. So you got me on that. You got me on that one. Yeah. You kind of wrong. Don't hit below the belt, but I'll take that shit.
He love that play.
That man came
up
with the heavy artillery.
Hey, they were around there shooting and fighting and everything. Mark didn't even get out of line.
Hey, I got to answer this other line. I'll be right back.
No, you don't, Bass, and tell me on the talk show.
Yeah.
Bert, what kind of classic Trans Am y'all got in y'all group, though? I heard him say you got a Bert Reynolds. Y'all got SD 455 or anything like that?
I wish. I wish.
It was one down here for sale about 4 months ago, a blue and white one.
Yep, yep. What color they come in? What year was it, 70?
72.
Yep.
It was the last.
That's it?
Yeah, it was the last. It was 72. It was white with the blue stripes.
I know it was the buckler. Hey, do you know what? You know what? That SD Pontiac model, it ain't like a regular 455. A lot of people think
no,
it is, but it's not. It looks like it builds up more like a Chevy mode.
Mm-hmm. The Porsche.
The old 455, the 400.
The intake is different, too.
Yeah, yeah, and the oil pump, yeah. And the cam, but the cam, mm-hmm. though, a regular 455 or 400, you can see the cam if you take the intake
mm-hmm.
off. Super Duty, you can't. It's closed in like a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the cam.
And then it's got a, instead
of having
that
motor, boy.
That windage tray like the Ram L3s and the 400s and stuff, it's got that long windage tray that fit in that oil pan, because that 455 got one single oil pan for it, too, that SD. It got a special oil pan for it.
You used to like Pontiac or something? What are you talking like
yeah.
that?
Man, I've had 69 Grand Prix, 70 Grand Prix, 65 Grand Prix, 63 Star Chief my dad had, a 61 Catalina my dad had, the old Swiss Chief car.
Man,
my dad had, man, he had a SJS 4-speed 69 Grand Prix.
I'm not surprised. Back in his time, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I wish I kept that.
You found something like that now in good shape. You found something like that in good shape. You got some dollar bills coming.
Oh yeah, and don't mess around and find it with the original motor stuff in it.
Oh my goodness!
You talk about some dollars.
I have a '63 Chevy Biscayne 2-door.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 85, I'm going to say between 85 and 90% original. Because I took the three-speed trans out of it and put an automatic in it. But it got the straight six, and I got a 327 for it, but I'm going to sell it. I ain't going to finish that car.
I had an opportunity about 3 years ago to buy 61 Bubba Top Impala. And I could have got that car for $3,500. I just ran into
you
some financial issues with my grandson. No, it's gone. One of my other friends.
Oh, well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. When you get old cars like that sitting around and you need the money, that's a quick sale. They're easy.
Yeah. I found the barn. It was a old dude used to work in the shipyard with me. I went to his house to get some eggs and stuff, and the man next door had the car in his barn back there, and I saw it, and I asked him about it, and he told me to sell it, and I tried to get the money up. There was another dude that was supposed to be coming, and I said, I'm just going to be honest with you. I didn't want that dude to get that car, so I went and told my friend, and he went and bought it. He took it back to Alabama. I didn't want
you didn't want
the
other guy to get it. Anybody get it but him, huh?
Yeah, I didn't like it. He's an asshole. I didn't like it. That was the only reason why I did it. Other than that, I wouldn't have did that. But I didn't like it. I run a lot. I tell him all the time stuff I'm going to own out here. I go out in the country out there somewhere, you know, I'm seeing them more back roads and stuff, and I find all kind of stuff out there.
Yep. Yep, that's what I be telling them all. That's how I run into my shit. You know what I found? Yes, was it early today? Yeah, early today, my neighbor,
mm-hmm.
two doors from me. Now check this out. Two doors from me. Now, I've been living over here 16, 17 years. Never thought to look in that garage, you know, where them old white folks were. They never came out. They always
mm-hmm.
came out. You see them getting in the car, leaving, you know. And I guess one of them must have got old. So they
mm-hmm.
left the house. The house is all mildewed and shit. If you look at the windows, it's corrosion all around the windows and shit. You know, I was going to buy the house. I was like, nah, that shit needs too much work. But I never went in the garage back there. My buddy told me today, they've been gone like 4 years from that place. They still own it,
mm-hmm.
but they just don't, you know, our old folks, they're just sitting there.
Yeah, they
so he told me, hey, man, it's two cars. He said, it's two cars in the garage over here. I said, oh, yeah? He said, he think it's a Trans Am. I said, it better not be, because I'll take the whole fucking garage. So I went over, he told me, he opened the door. I looked in that dude. They got a Z28 up in there, an IROC Z, and a 79 Trans Am sitting in that motherfucking garage, dusty to the motherfucker. If you look at the bodies and shit, the bodies all straight. And they got no rust on it. They just got more dust on it than a little bit.
Got to take them.
Man, wait, not trying that lady's number.
Now, that's something I had, too. I had the gold version, the 1980 Turbo Trans Am. I bought that car
for $100. That motherfucker was slow.
I put a Ram F3 down in that motherfucker and tore the Mustang's ass up.
I know you did. Did you take that third one and take it in the vacant lot and bury it somewhere?
Man, I threw the turbo one all the way. I ain't want none of that shit. That's some bullshit.
No, that car ain't made to be fast. That's not useful. You be broke trying to make that car fast.
That
301, that 301 is not.
Yeah, 301 ain't going to do it, but that car got the suspension up on it to go fast, though. That car and this one was positive traction. Guy told me, the unicorn was like 323s or 342s. Mine had 355s.
I think if you had the disc brake, you had 342. That was
Yeah, 355.
It wasn't the anniversary, was it? Was it a paint car turbo?
I can't remember if it was anniversary or not, because that's what I never could figure out. Because see, when I got the car, it had prime on it, and they had just sprayed over the paint. I took some brakes through and got the prime off, but the stickers on the side, that way it would have been anniversary on the back. Well, they came off. But this car had the snowflake 8-inch wheels all the way around it, and it had the two-tone seats in it. And it was the turbo car.
Yeah, the Ricardo seats you talking about?
No, the one similar to the one that came in the Z28 was 78, 79. Is the one of them seats like that.
Okay.
It had them seats in it.
Okay.
And I found the bill sheet in the car. The car was, what you call that shit? Undercoated, that dip. And great dip they used to want them in before they put the car together. The car was dipped with that before they painted and everything. I had the bill sheet on the case. The car was out of Van Nuys, California plant. And that's where I got the gear ratio from off that sheet. It said 355. I figured somebody must have
355?
Yeah, it said 355.
No, they didn't come with no 355. They came with 308s and 342s.
I know they came with 323s, and I know they came with 342s. But this one had 355s in it, because I figured must have hard this.
That didn't come with that.
That car was slow as fuck, though. I'm just saying. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was slow as fuck.
I bet it was.
Man, I got them.
That was a test motor. That was a project motor. That car wasn't made for no horsepower or nothing like that.
That was a piece of shit. That's what it was. That whole
whatever the body that sucked was sharp.
See, that's like the 87 to 89 GTA Trans Am, 4.3 with the turbo. People don't know that car was faster than the Grand National.
It was. Yeah,
I
well, you know some funny, don't you?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Shit. Like I told you, my dad had that old 63 Star T, Pole 21 Super Duty motor in it. His 65 GT Grand Prix, 421 motor was in it. And listen at this here. And he had the one with the 8 lugs all the way around the way you know what I'm saying, you take the wheel off the hub, stay it on there.
Yeah.
The filler hub like a diesel wheel on the back of a truck. It had them wheels on.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Now, if you said you have some shit like that now, I'd be asking for your address. You live in Mississippi too? Shit. Yeah, I'll be on my way down there with my truck and trailer.
I heard that.
We going out to breakfast, Jack. Get us some of them country pancakes down there.
Now, I tell you what, Bird, this is what I do for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, I run up on stuff like that. Like I told D, but the cars was gone when I went back over there to, you know, to find out about a couple of years back. Stage one. I want to say it was white and gold, and you had a stage two that was yellow and black. 72 GS stage two beers. He had two of them together. But when I went back, the car was gone. The GS beer stuff, man. Boy, you go to Alabama, they were like, well, my grandmama come from, man, it's down in the old dead-end-ass roads and dirt roads and shit, man. All kind of shit still up there now. It's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. That's why you found them at.
Because it's so far away from the Gulf, huh? Yeah, yeah. That's why
that's you found them at. Down them little country roads.
I just be riding. Go visit some of my folks or something like that. You know what I'm saying? They be talking about, man, you know, nah, man, that one of my cars, you be like, you be looking for this, that, and other, and all that. Let me show you what my mama did when I was younger. My mama had a 62, 63, Nova 72. It was the SS with the 283 in it. She traded that car, even swap for a damn Carvel.
A Carvel?
I was young. She wanted that Carvel because it was convertible. I was young, and I remember that right today. Now, I could have been over about 5 or 6 years old. She traded that car. No man. That man. I know that man was, boy. She didn't know no better.
A lot of people don't. Believe it or not. A lot of people don't.
Yep.
One of my neighbors around the corner from me, I'm in Dalton. And they got the nice houses behind me. I went back there one day, and one of the ladies had a garage up. And I think they said her father had passed or something. But when I pulled that door up, man, you know what she had in there? She had a red and white convertible Impala SS sitting on four flats. I went up and knocked on the door. The lady wouldn't come to the door. So I said, boy, for the love of me, I got to get that car. It had the two antennas sitting on the back trunk. You know how they do? Mm-hmm. They had the two long antennas on the back trunk.
Yeah,
and
like
I couldn't get
the
car. I guess,
keep driving in that movie. And I mean, in
yeah,
the video.
Yeah, like, yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that a 6? I think it probably was a 64. A 64,
yep,
61 of those. So one day, she wouldn't come to the door. So I think, guess she was like one of them ladies that don't want it. If she don't know you, she ain't going to let you in. She'll peep out the window.
Right.
Well, I said, fuck it. I go back a couple of days ago. You know how you not look for shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you least looking for nothing, they just show up. The car showed up. But some white folk was taking out the garage. She had sold the car to the white folk.
Man.
They came and got that sucker. That sucker had the rally rims on it. I said, look at this shit here. All original. Bucket seat, white interior, the white top, and red. I said, damn. Oh, well. Can't get that one. But I bet you I get this Trans Am 2 houses down the street from me. I bet you that. I'm going to get up in the morning and look for her phone number. I'm going to call my boy Brian because he's an inspector at Dalton. He can pull up. Yeah, because he'll probably sell a property anyway, you know. And
yeah,
he'll sell up with
like
two cars. I'm buying both the cars.
I heard that. It won't hurt.
I'm buying both
of them. You know, it's flipping. It ain't
no clean, dude. They are clean. It ain't like nobody. It's like nobody did nothing to them. They're just like original, just sitting there. That dust on them, the dust is so thick on them, you got to really look at it to see what color it is. That's how long they've been.
Yeah.
They've been in that garage since I've been over there. I ain't never seen no car going in that garage back there. I just knew the white lady was staying there, and they never came out. And them cars
everybody
just sat back there.
Think about this.
Damn, I
know Andy saw this too. We was on Facebook, and we was talking about it. The dude somewhere in Kentucky went to a barn and found 2 Grand Nationals sitting up in there. And then another dude found 2 up in the back of a 18-wheeler trailer.
and all of them dusty and all of them, I mean, with no more than just, you know, drive off the lot, drive down the street maybe or something like that, test drive, mileage on them. That was it. Rare blood finds, he called it. Man, I can't do that much. One still had the ones in the trailer still had the window stickers on.
Hey, that's some shit. Ain't that amazing how much money a car is worth? Ain't that amazing how much money an old car is worth?
Can you imagine about $14,000 when it was new? Right now, that's $25,000-$30,000 for that car. Easy.
Sure is. Sure is. The condition of it. If you got it in good shape, you can get a good buck for it right now. Yes, sir.
Oh,
my best friend, I'm gonna probably next year. I'm gonna probably ask probably 18 for it.
And hey, we were talking about that sorry 301 turbo point eight. What about that sorry 3.8 turbo goddamn 79 Regal?
Man, I had one of those. The 3.8 turbo.
Yeah, that's sorry, man.
I found one in the backyard out in Franklin Park, a 78 Regal Turbo, the first one.
Yeah.
That sucker had 51,000 original miles on it.
And
I bought that sucker and put a $1,000 paint job on it and sold it for $3,000.
Yeah, and wouldn't get out of his own way.
That's right. That sucker used to struggle to get up to the speed limit.
My wife's sister had one, a yellow one. I liked the car, but the car didn't have no power.
Yeah, but that's back in the day, though. But right now,
you can't do that now.
When we used to race on the street, these new-ass cars, man, would whoop our ass back then.
You better know what you're doing. You better know what to look for when you're picking on cars. And then a lot of them just go across that car with no markings on it so they can trick the shit out of you.
You know, it's funny how people try to play with your mind, especially with older people that know better. You keep hollering about some damn street car. That ain't no, that's new technology, goddamn it. That's a race car, man. That's a race car,
that's
street car. And if you at the track and they put that chalk on your window, it's a race car. Mm-hmm. It was a street car. They're on the street. What are they doing at a racetrack? It's a racetrack.
Well,
don't give me
well,
no street
Bird,
car
this
shit.
This is what I tell them. They talking about, I got a street car. I said, you ain't got no race car? I said, no, I got a street car. I said, I'm going to beg to differ. I beg to differ. I said, you got a race car. And nah, I ain't got no race car. That's a street car. I said, well, okay. This will tell the whole tale right here. Have you ever lined up with somebody at the red light or anywhere else and go from red light to red light or go through the 8 mile or the quarter mile or even go top end racing out there on the highway with somebody like that? Yeah, I did. I said, well, what were you doing? Were you streeting? No. I said, what were you doing? You were racing, right?
and you was in the car.
I said, well, it's a race car. I said, it's serving that purpose.
I'm going to put some water in
the freezer. Okay. Well, that's just game, though. If you fool enough to fall for it, then you do that. But, you know, I know better.
Well,
I know
like
better.
I tell people all the time, they be talking about, like, just say, for instance, you got a car and it's back hatch. Okay? They see that car. First thing they're going to say, oh, that's a race car. That car back hatch with big tires and stuff up under it. I said, what makes it be a race? Because it's back hatch with big tires up under it. I said, okay, so Joker rides right here on a backhand car, big tires on it, riding around on the street, going up and down the highway, and everything. You see them all on the highway with them big old tires and stuff on. I said, is that a race car? No, that's a street car. I said, well, what's the difference? If you can drive it on the street, it's a street car.
Hold on now, bag up. If you got a car, see, they also do this here. They also say this here. If you got a race car, and you drive it on the street, says that you got an old car that you built that you can drive it on the street. It's a race car, right? You know what they say? You got air conditioning, they add more shit onto the story. You got air conditioning, your cigarette lighter work, your windshield wiper,
okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Well, what about the cars? The cars now, you can still, people don't know this, but you still can go buy a plain Jane ass car or a truck with no air conditioning or light or cigarette light or nothing in it. Save money on it. You just buy a plain Jane ass truck. So what's the difference?
You sure can.
You still can do it. Cost you about $19,000, but you ain't got nothing but some roll up there, one of them, and it sounds so damn hollow when you shut the door, it ain't even funny.
It echoed with the car, right?
Huh? Yeah,
hey, what biggest mark at, man? Where's the biggest man in the world? Where's the biggest man in the world at, man?
He ever came back?
He didn't want to. He didn't want to hear him smacking or whatever, so he hung
up. I'm still here.
Oh, there you go, the biggest man in the world. I knew my phone got heavy for some reason.
Hey, Mark.
Yo. Yeah.
I know you were mad last year, 2020, for Thanksgiving, wasn't you?
Okay, why was I mad? Why was I mad?
Because they canceled the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, your big ass didn't feel bad.